Who is this McKissick? This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Sunday evening, February 21, 1965, at Parkview Junior High School in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 这个麦基喜德是谁？威廉·玛丽安·伯南汉弟兄的这篇信息原稿是1965年2月21日星期天晚上在美国印第安纳州杰弗森威尔的远景中学以英文传讲的。
Let us bow our heads for prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we hear this song of only believe.
亲爱的天父，听到这首歌只要相信。
It makes us to know that that's all we have to do to inherit any of God's promises.
使我们认识到，要想承受神任何的应许，那我们只有一件事要做。
Just believe them.
就是相信这些应许。
For it is written,
因为经上记着说，
All things are possible to them that believe. Yes.
在信的人，凡事都能。
As we cry, as the man who had the epileptic child,
我们也像那个得了癫痫病孩子的父亲，哭喊着说，
Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief.
主啊，我信，请你帮助我的不信。
We thank thee for thy great power.
我们为你伟大的能力献上感谢。
Thy great revelation.Of thyself to us in this last days.
感谢你在这末日将你自己的伟大启示给了我们。
It makes our heart most happy and joyful.
这使我们的心无比欢喜快乐。
To know that we have come in contact with the living God.
知道我们已经跟活神有了交通。
Who vindicates it right back in physical, material.Evidences.
神用自然界和有形的证据印证了这件事。
As he did in the days gone by and as he has promised for this day.
正如他在过去的日子中所做的，也正如他对这个时代所做出的应许。
We're so grateful to thee, our God.
我们的神啊，我们真是感谢你。
This dark day where no one seems to know which way to go.
在这黑暗的时代里，看起来没有人知道该走哪一条路。
We're so glad that we found the safety zone,
yes,
the retreat.
但我们非常高兴，因为我们找到了安全岛、避难所。
Now bless us tonight, Lord, as we speak of Thy word.
主啊，今天晚上当我们传讲你话语的时候，求你祝福我们。
And the promises that's given to us.
愿我们用心看护。
May we nurture them in our hearts.
主所给我们的应许。
Cherish them with reverence and obey them with real godly discipline.
存敬畏的心来珍视你的应许，用真正圣洁的纪律来遵守他们。
For we ask it in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
They shouldn't have done that. Who did that? You guilty?
爱心奉献。他们不该这么做。他们不该这么做。谁干的？是你干的吗？
I was getting on the manager.
我在责备这个经理。
I said if he took a love offering for me, he shouldn't have done that.
他说他为我收集了爱心奉献，他不该这么做。
I appreciate it. God knows that.
神知道我对这件事深表感谢。
But I never come for that.
但我来这里，绝不是为了这个目的。
Thank you. May the Lord bless you.
谢谢你们，愿神祝福你们。
I'll do everything I can.
我会 尽一切力量。
I'll put it right in foreign missions so I'll know it'll go to the kingdom of God.
将这些奉献用到海外的宣教事工上，这样我就知道它是被用在了神的国了。
And if the Lord willing, I'll take it myself over to the lands.
如果是神的旨意，我会亲自带着这些奉献到各地去。
To bring the same gospel that you've been sitting listening to this week.
好将你们这星期坐在这里所听到的相同的福音传出去。
Then I know it'll be done in the way that you believe it.
这样我就知道这些钱为他们带去的福音是按照你们所相信的那样传出去了。
The Lord help me to do it.
神会帮助我这样做。
I am very grateful for the great attendance this week.
我非常感谢这么多人来参加这星期的聚会。
And for all you people that's hooked up tonight again with the wires of the telephone.
也非常感谢你们今晚再次通过电话收听的人。
And we're grateful to each and every one of you.
我们感谢你们每个人。
Billy said to me this morning,
今天早上
he said, Daddy, if you would have come with me this morning early, right after daylight,
比利对我说，爸爸，今天早上如果天刚亮，你就同我一起。
And stand out here around in these places and watch mothers feeding their babies in the car.
来到这里站着的话，你会看到母亲们在车里面喂着他们的孩子。
Then poor people sitting in that rain, waiting for the doors to open.
那些可怜的人站在雨中，等待着礼堂的门打开。
You see what a hypocrite I'd be if I told you anything but the truth?
你看，如果我告诉你们的不是真理，那我岂不成了天底下最虚伪的人吗？
I'd really be a foul person.
那我就真的是个可恶的人了。
Sometimes I have to hurt.But it's not because that I want to.
有时我不得不刺痛一些人，但这并不是我想做的。
It's because it's not me that's hurting, it's truth that hurts.
这么做是因为刺痛你们的不是我，而是真理。
But I believe that's the reason you come.
但我相信你们来这里的原因正是这个。
Because I'm deadly sincere with you and do all that I can to help you.
因为我对你们非常非常的诚恳，尽一切的力量来帮助你们。
The Lord help each and every one of you.
愿神帮助我们大家，帮助我们每个人。
And now, I want to thank the people for their fine cooperation, the people of the city, here also.
现在我要谢谢你们的大力合作，以及这里的市民，他们给了我们。
Who gave us?Let us have the renting of this schoolhouse, this auditorium and the gym.
让我们租用了这个学校的校舍、礼堂和体育馆。
And I want to thank the officials if you're here.
我要谢谢校方的有关人员，如果你们在这里的话。
And also I want to thank Thurston Calvin, which is the custodian here.
并且我也要感谢瑟斯登科尔文，他是这里的管理员。
For his fine cooperation and helping us to get this, and being with us each night.
感谢他的全力合作，帮助我们得到这个聚会的礼堂，而且每晚都与我们在一起。
We thank the Jeffersonville Police Force for coming up here and watching with a real cheap cause.
我们感谢杰弗森维尔的警察来到这里维持治安，他们收费很低。
I think about $2 an hour.
我想每小时只要两块钱。
At the police were put up here on special duty to park the cars to see that there was nothing happened and everything was all right.
他们到这里担任停车场监督的特别任务，指挥停车，确保没有任何意外发生，一切都很顺利。
We're grateful to the people for that.
为此，我们非常感谢大家。
And to the also the engineer.Here on the board, I've noticed him. And all that's affiliated with this, we are certainly grateful to you.
还有在台上的那位工程师，我看到他了。所有跟这次聚会有关的人员，我们衷心地感谢你们。
I thank each and every one of you for the gifts.
我还要感谢你们大家给我们带来的礼物。
Billy just brought me this afternoon a gift, several of them, and boxes, candy, and so forth.
比利下午刚转交给我一些礼物，有礼盒，还有糖果等等。
And one of them was the Beatitudes with a picture of Christ worked in it.
其中有一件礼物是一幅登山宝训的画。
It was a Sermon on the Mount.
背景是基督传道。
It certainly was beautiful. I certainly thank you. And so many things, I don't know how to thank you for.
这幅画真的很美，我太谢谢你了。这么多的礼物，我不知道要如何感谢你们才好。
And also for your sponsoring, financing the meeting.
我还要感谢你们对聚会的支持以及财政上的赞助。
We certainly do appreciate it with all of our heart.
我们确实衷心地感谢你们。
The Lord bless each one of you richly.
愿神丰丰富富地祝福你们每一位。
Billy said there was many people who had been asking for private interviews during the time.
比利说这段时间里有很多人要求私人会面。
And many asked and had little babies to be dedicated.
也有许多人要将他们的孩子奉献给神。
Oh, how I want to do that.
哦，我真的很想去做这些事。
But you see, when I come this time,
但你们知道，
it's so urgent. I have to stay right all the time and study this word in prayer on the count of bringing these messages.
我这次来得很急，所以我不得不将全部的时间放在学习神的话语及祷告上，以便能够传讲这些信息。
See, they're extraordinary to us.
瞧，这些信息对我们来说是极其非凡的。
Because it's finding the will of God and then speaking the things.
因为这是在寻求神的旨意，然后才传讲出来。
And all that has to meet together and asking God just which one to open up.
所有这些信息必须是相互一致的，然后我们求告神告诉我们要解开的是哪一个。
Now, the Lord willing, we'll be back again soon, as soon as we can find a day.
若主愿意的话，我们很快会再回到这里，只要我们能够腾出一天的时间。
I made a motion or said something about Easter.
我曾提出一个建议，我说了一些有关复活节的安排。
I better check that because I think I've got a schedule in California.Along about that time.
我最好还是再查一下，因为我想那时候我可能正好在加利福尼亚有所安排。
So that may be wrong.
也可能记错了。
However, when we return again to the tabernacle, we'll send you a card and the church and give you the date and time.
不管怎样，当我们再回到这里时，我们会发卡通知你们，这边的教会会告诉你们日期和时间。
Then I'll maybe at that time.
也许到时候。
Again, I haven't put any time to praying for the sick.
在我还没有安排出时间为病人祷告。
We haven't had one service that we brought the people up and prayed for them.
我们还没有举行一个聚会，让你们将病人带来，以便为他们祷告。
We've been sending them out.
我们已经发出了邀请。
And our brethren here has been preaching, Brother Levale and Brother.
我们这里的弟兄也在讲道，李维尔弟兄以及别的弟兄们。
These other brothers has been preaching and praying for the sick.
他们也讲道，并为病人祷告。
And doing the water baptizing rather, and letting me stay alone with the Word.
为人们施浸，以便让我能专心在神的道上。
We thank these men. They've done a gallant job.
我感谢这些弟兄们，他们做了非常出色的工作。
There's so many friends here I'd like to meet.
这里有好多我想要见的朋友。
I look down, see John and Earl, and there's Dr. Lee Vale.
我看到约翰和厄尔弟兄，以及李维尔博士。
One of the managers of the campaign, Brother Roy Borders.
他是这次大会的经理之一，还有罗伊。伯德斯弟兄
，That man, I haven't even no more than shook their hand.
这些人，我甚至没有机会和他们握手。
I haven't had a chance to.
我没有机会这样做。
I think of my friends from Kentucky and around in here, and minister friends.
我想到那些来自肯塔基的朋友们，这里的朋友们，传道的同工们。
How I would like to shake their hands.
我多想和他们握握手。
Brother Blair, I noticed him here the other day.
布莱尔弟兄，我那天就注意到他在这里了。
And many of those men that I love.
还有许多我所爱的弟兄。
And they've been to several meetings. I've never even as much as shook their hand.
他们曾经参加过好几场的聚会。但我甚至没有机会跟他们握手。
I'm trying. It isn't because I don't want to do that. It's because I haven't the time to do it.
我尽力，不是我不想这样做，只是因为我没有时间。
And I just a hurry.
我真是太忙了。
Dedicating the babies, sure.
当然，我很愿意为孩子们举行奉献礼。
My own son, my little grandson, was supposed to be dedicated to this meeting.
我自己的小孙子。本来也要在这个聚会中奉献给主。
I haven't had time to do it, little David.
但我没有时间这样做，就是小大卫。
I'm grandpa twice now.
我已经做了两次爷爷了。
So, Mr. May, if he's here tonight, he'd give me that cane. Looked like we'd have to use it pretty soon.
所以梅先生，如果他今晚在这里，他给了我一根拐杖，看来不久我就会用上它了。
So, and, I told Billy, I said, the Bible did say, multiply and replenish the earth.
我告诉比利，我说圣经上说要生养众多，遍满全地。
But the whole burden wasn't given to you.
但这整个任务并不是都给你一个人。
And his grandsons are appearing fast.
这两个孙子来得太快了。
And so, remember,My daughter-in-law was barren to begin with.
但你们要记住，我的儿媳妇开始时是不能怀孕的。
She could not have no children.
她不能生孩子。
And one day leaving the meeting, the Lord spoke to me.
有一天离开聚会的时候
，and said, "Lois, you will bear a son. The Lord has blessed you. Your female trouble is gone."
神告诉我说，罗伊斯，你会生一个男孩。神已经祝福你了，你的妇女病已经好了。
Little Paul was born 9 months later.
九个月后，小保罗就出生了。
2 months before this baby came on the scene.
在他怀上第二个孙子的两个月之前
，I was sitting eating breakfast one morning at the table, and Lois and Billy were sitting across the table from it.
一天早上，我正坐在桌子旁边吃早餐，罗伊斯和比利坐在我的对面。
And I seen Lois feeding a little baby with a pink or blue blanket wrapped around it.
我看到罗伊斯正在喂一个小婴儿，是用粉色哦，是用蓝色毯子包着的。
And Billy was sitting in the corner feeding little Paul.
比利坐在角落里喂着小保罗。
I said, Billy, I just saw a vision. Lois was feeding a baby wrapped in a blue blanket.
我说，比利。我刚看到一个意象，罗伊斯正在喂一个包在蓝毯子里边的一个婴儿。
He said, "There goes my hunting trip. That's just 9 months from now."
比利回答说：“我的打猎旅行要告吹了，那刚好离现在有九个月。
11 months later, little David was born.
11个月之后，小大卫就出生了。
And I haven't been able to dedicate him to the Lord yet, and will not until we return again.
我还没有时间把它奉献给主，要等到我们回来之后才行。
So you see what it is.
所以你们明白整个情况了吧
？How I love people and their fellowship.
我爱大家，还要跟你们的交通。
But our brethren has been praying for the sick, and I know it's a success.
我们的弟兄。已经为病人祷告了，我知道是很成功的。
Each night we prayed for the sick, one laying their hands on the other, all of us together.
每天晚上我们都为病人祷告，彼此按手，我们大家都这样做。
Which that way catches the whole scope.
这样每一个人都会被按手祷告。
But maybe, if God willing, I mark it on the card if we send it.
但如果是神的旨意。我们会在发出去的通知卡上写清楚。
Coming back, I'd like to dedicate about 2 or 3 days again just to praying for the sick and doing what we can in that manner.
下次再来的时候，我很乐意再挤出两三天的时间专门为病人祷告，我们会尽力这样做的。
Now I thank the people for their help again.
我再次感谢大家的帮助。
Now I just want to comment just a moment on the morning's message.
现在我想提一下今天早上的信息。
There's no doubt I didn't get completely through with it, but I think you understand.
毫无疑问，我今早没有把全部的内容传讲完，但我想你们都能明白。
And I'm sure you never know what that was for me to do.
我可以肯定的是，你们肯定不知道我传讲这个信息的时候是何等的心情。
Now it seems very simple to you.
对你们来说似乎是非常简单的。
But you see what you're doing?
但你们知道我在干什么吗？
You're taking the place of God to pronounce something.
我是在代表神来宣布某件事。
And before I would do that, it had to come an answer from God.
在我这么做之前，这信息必须是从神那里来的答案。
And he had to come down and he visibly showed himself and gave the revelation.
他必须降下，将他自己明明的彰显出来，给予启示。
Therefore, this is to the church.
因此，这个信息是给教会的，明白了吗？
And remember, I said this what I said was to the church only.
记住我所说的这些信息只是给教会。
And so that you might have confidence and know.
所以你们应该有信心并知道。
That was the same God that said to me up there, where there was no squirrel.
这是那位在不可能出现松鼠的地方向我说话的同一位神，他对我说
,Speak and say where they'll be.
说话，你说他们在哪出现？
And three straight times it happened.
当时松鼠一共出现了三次。
Now if he can by that same word create something that isn't there,
如果神的话曾经在不可能有松鼠的地方创造了松鼠，
How much more will this hold fast at the day of judgment?
那他的话在审判的日子里岂不更是铁证如山吗？
People were there to see these things.And no,
明白吗？人们看到并且知道了这些事。
As Paul said in the days gone by,
就像保罗以前所说的，
There's a man with him who felt the earth shake and didn't hear the voice, but they seen the pillar of fire.
当时有一个人跟他在一起，他感到地在震动，但却没有听到声音，但他们都看到了火柱。
It done me good, after it was over.To see husbands and wives that I know as genuine Christians hugging one another and weeping.
当这个信息讲完之后，我看到丈夫和妻子互相抱头痛哭的时候，我心里非常感动。我知道他们都是真正的基督徒。
Listen, friends, God confirms His word with signs and vindications to prove that it's right.
听着，朋友们，神借着迹象和奇事确认他的话。
The spoken word.
证明那说出来的道是对的。
Now, remember, that light that was in that cloud that gave the revelation.
请记住，是那云中的光给予了启示。
My little girl was telling me Sarah here.
我当时，我的小女儿莎拉告诉我说。
That when that school there in Arizona was looking up there on a cloudy sky.
那天，当他们在亚利桑那他学校里的人。都看到了那没有一丝云彩的天空中。
And seeing this cloud mysteriously and that mountain going up and down with an amber fire burning in it.
却有一个奇异的云朵在那座山上一上一下有黄褐色的火焰在其中燃烧。
The teacher dismissed the classes and the school and brought them out front and said,
那天学校的老师也解散了学生带他们出去说
Did you ever see anything like that? Look away, that's it.
你见过这种东西吗？你看那云彩。
Remember, that's that same amber light that's on the rock.
记住，那同一个黄褐色的光也出现在那块岩石上。
So it's the same God.
Amen.
Same revelation.
所以， 这是同一位神，同一个启示。
Said, tell them to do this is what I told you this morning. So there it is.
他说，告诉他们如此行，这正是今天早上我向你们传讲的，就是这样。
If it happens to be that my good friend, Brother Roy Roberson, is listening in at Tucson.
如果我的好朋友罗伊·罗伯森弟兄也在图森收听讲道的话。
Roy, you remember the other day the vision you seen when we were out standing up on the mountain?
罗伊，你还记得那天我们出去站在山上时所见的异象吗？
You come up to me and that cloud was over the top.
当时你来到我旁边，云彩就在山顶上，对吧？
Come walking down, you know what he told you?
然后你下山，你知道他向你说了什么？
I told you at the house the other day, that's it, Roy. Don't worry no more, son. It's over.
后来我也在那间房子里告诉了你，对吧？是的，罗伊，不用再担心了，孩子，都过去了。
You just don't know what that means.
Amen. Amen.
你实在无法理解这个的含义。
It's grace.
那是恩典。
He loves you. You love him.
他爱你，你也爱他。
Humbly serve him and worship him the rest of your days.
在你剩下的日子里，当存着谦卑的心侍奉敬拜他。
Be happy. Go ahead and live as you are.
当欢喜快乐，一直向前走，继续过你现在的生活。
If you're happy, continue that way. Don't never do anything wrong again like that.
如果你幸福，就继续走下去，不要再像以前那样做任何错事。
Just go ahead, it's God's grace.
只要朝前走，这是神的恩典。
Now, I want to pray again before we enter into the Word.
在我们进入神的话语之前，让我们再次祷告。
How many will pray for me? I'm just going from meeting to meeting. Will you pray?
有多少人愿意为我祷告？我一个聚会接着一个聚会，你们愿意为我祷告吗？
You know,I'd like to sing a little song, all of us together, before we go to the Word.
在我们进入神的话语之前，我很想跟大家一起唱一首歌。
Just so that we know.
这样我们知道。
God, just a little dedication.
神，就算是一个小小的奉献。
Did you ever hear this little song? He careth for you through sunshine and sorrow. He careth for you.
你们以前听过他看顾你这首歌吗？无论阳光普照还是阴翳忧愁，他看顾你。
A little lady's coming up to piano. Say, I want to thank this little lady too. I didn't even know who she was. She's one of the deacon's daughters here.
这位走到钢琴旁的年轻女士，我也想说谢谢这位女士。我甚至不知道她的名字，只知道她是这里一个执事的女儿。
I certainlyBrother Wheeler's little girl. She's grown up now. She's a little bitty thing, but set on my knee not long ago, and now she's a young woman.
我非常哦，是惠勒弟兄的女儿，她已经长大了。以前她坐在我的腿上还是个小不点儿，如今她已经是一个大姑娘了。
So I certainly thank her that she's used her talent in music, and now she plays very sweetly.
我非常感谢她将自己的才干发挥在音乐上。他弹琴弹得非常美。
Would you give us a card, sister? All of us together now.
姐妹，请为我们起个调好吗？我们大家一起来唱。
He cares for you.
他看顾你。
He cares for you.
他看顾你。
Through sunshine.
无论是阳光普照。还是阴翳忧愁，他看顾你。
You love that? Let's sing it again, all together.
你们喜爱这首歌吗？让我们再唱一遍。
He cares for you.
他看顾你。
He cares for you.
他看顾你。
Through sunshine.
无论是阳光普照。还是阴翳忧愁，他看顾你。
Brother Dow, he does for you too, brother. Don't you love him?
道奇弟兄，他也看顾你，弟兄，你们爱他吗？
Let us bow our heads now.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear gracious God, this little note here of a few things to say to the people.
亲爱仁慈的天父，我这里有一张条子，上面记着一些要向会众说的事情。
And back again to refer back to this morning, for that's what the people come to hear.
还要提到今早的信息，因为人们来到这里就是想要知道这些。
I pray God that you let the people see that God loves and cares.
神呢，我祈求你让人们认识到神爱他们，看顾他们。
And it was not me that gave that, Lord.
不是我带给他们今天早上的信息，主啊。
It was vindicated, it was the truth.
它是真理，并已经得到了印证。
So I pray, dear God, that your love will always remain among the people.
因此，亲爱的主，我祈求你的爱永远留在人们当中。
Tonight, to have to separate after this meeting and go to our different homes.
今晚聚会结束之后，我们必须分别回到各自的家中。
It kind of pulls some deep, Lord.
主啊，在我们内心的深处，总是有什么东西让我们牵挂着。
I pray that you'll bless these people.
我祈求你祝福这些人。
Now, as we approach the word in prayer and approach the written word,
当我们以祷告的心来亲近神的话语，亲近神书写的道时，
we ask that you will take this written word and make it alive to us tonight.
我们祈求你今晚使这书写的道对我们变成活的话语。
And when we leave this building tonight to separate to go to our different homes,
当我们今晚离开这里，回到各自的家中时，
May we say like those who came from Emmaus,
愿我们像那些从以马忤斯来的人，
that had walked with him all day and still didn't know him,
他们整天与主同行却还不知道。
But when he got them inside the room that night, the doors all shut.
在那天晚上，当他们都进到屋里，关上房门之后，
he did something, just like he did before his crucifixion.
主行了一件他在钉十字架之前所行的事。
By that, they know he had risen again.
借此，他们知道主已复活了。
Do it again tonight, Lord.
主啊，求你今晚再行同样的事。
Granted, while the doors are shut and your little group here is sitting waiting.
当门关上，你的这一小群人在这里等候时，求你成就。
And Father, when we go to our homes, we'll say like they did.
父啊，当我们回家的时候，我们就会说，
Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the way?
在路上，他和我们说话时，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
We commit ourselves and all in your hands, Lord. Do with us as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
主啊，我们将自己和我们的一切都交在你的手中，照你所喜悦的来对待我们。奉耶稣的名求，阿们。
Now,Let's get right into the service now quickly, turning now with me, if you will, to the book of Hebrews.
现在让我们马上开始聚会。如果你愿意，请同我一起打开希伯来书。
And another revelation on the message.
这是信息所带来的另一个启示。
We'll speak for just a few moments tonight, the Lord willing.
若神愿意。今晚我们就此讲一会儿。
And then, while reading the first three verses of Hebrews 7:1-3, and then commenting on this.
当我们读希伯来书7:1-3时，我们要边读边讲解。
And we don't know what the Lord will do.
我们不知道神会做什么。
We do not know. The only thing we do is just believe, watch, pray.
真的不知道。我们所做的唯一一件事就是相信、警醒、祷告。
Is that right?
Amen.
And believe that He'll make everything work together for good to them that loves Him because He promised to.
Amen.
对吗？并相信万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，因为他这样应许过。
For this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of the Most High God.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司。
Who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him?
他当亚伯拉罕杀败众王回来的时候，就迎接他，祝福了他。
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。
First, being by interpretation King of Righteousness.
他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王。
After that also King of Salem, which is King of Peace.
他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
Let's read a little farther.
我们再往下读。
Without father, without mother, without descent.
他无父无母无族谱。
Neither beginning of days or end of life.
无开始的日子，无生命的结束。
But made like unto the Son of God abideth the priest continually.
而是与神的儿子相似，永远为祭司的。
Think of this great person. Of how great this man must be.
想想这位伟大的人物，这个人是何等伟大。
And now the question is, who is this man?
问题是，他到底是谁？
Theologians has had different ideas.
神学家们有各自不同的看法。
But since the opening of the seven seals,
但是自七印揭开以来，
the mysterious book that's been mysterious to us,
这本对我们来说曾经是奥秘的奥秘之书，
according to Revelations 10:1-7, all the mysteries that's wrote in this book that's been hid down through the age of the reformers is supposed to be brought out into view by the angel of the last church age.
根据启示录10:1-7，记载在那本书中向历代的改教家隐藏起来的所有奥秘，要由最后这个教会时代的使者揭开。
How many knows that's right?
Amen.
That's right.
多少人知道这一点？是的。
Supposed to be brought. All the mysteries of the mysterious book is to be revealed to the Laodicea messenger of that age.
要被揭开，那本奥秘之书中的所有奥秘，要启示给老底家教会时代的使者。
Seeing there is much dispute about this person and this subject, I think it behooves us to break into it to find out who this is.
关于这个人以及这个主题有很多争论，我想我们有必要深入到这件事中来看看他到底是谁。
Now there's several schools of thought on him.
有几个学派对他有不同的论点。
One of the schools are claims he's just a myth. He wasn't actually a person.
一个学派宣称他只是一个神话，而不是一个真正存在的人。
And the others says that it was a priesthood. That was the Melchizedek priesthood.
另一个学派认为他只是一个祭司制度，一个叫麦基洗德的祭司制度。
That's the most likely one that hold better to that side than they do to the other is because they say it was a priesthood.
这是最接近的说法，比前一个好，因为他们说他是一种祭司制度。
It can't be that, for In the fourth verse it says, He was a person. A man.
他不可能是祭司制度，因为在第四节中说到他有位格，是一个人。
So in order to be a person, he has to be a personality. A man.
要成为一个人，他必须有个人格，一个人。
Not an order, but a person.
不是一个制度，而是一个人。
So he was not just a priesthood order, neither was he a myth. He was a person.
所以，他不是一个祭司制度，也不是一个神话，他是一个人。
And the person is eternal.
这个人是永恒的。
If you notice, he had no father, he had no mother.
如果你注意，他无父无母。
He had no time he ever began, and he had no time he ever ended.
无开始的日子，无生命的结束。
And ever who it was is still alive tonight.
不管他是谁，他今晚仍然还活着。
Because the Bible said here that he had neither father nor mother, beginning of days or ending of life.
因为圣经在这里说，他无父无母，无开始的日子，无生命的结束。
So it would have to be an eternal person. Is that right?
因此，他必须是一位永恒的存在者，对吗？
An eternal person.So it could only be one person, that's God. Because He's the only one that's eternal. God.
一个永恒的存在者，这样，他只能是一位，就是神。因为他是唯一永恒的，就是神。
Now in 1 Timothy 6:15 and 16, if you'd like to read that sometime, I'd like for you to read it.
在提摩太前书六章十五节到十六节，如果你们有时间去读一读，我希望你们去读它。
Now, the thing that I contend is that he was God. Because he's the only person that can be immortal.
我要争辩的是，他是神，因为他是独一不朽的那一位。
And now, God changing himself into person. That's what he was.
神改变自己进到人里，他就是这样的。
No father, no mother, no beginning in life, no ending of days.
无父无母，无开始的日子，无生命的结束。
Now, we find in the scripture that many people teaches that three personalities in the Godhead.
我们发现对于圣经，很多人都教导说，神性中有三个位格。
So you cannot have a personality without being a person. It takes a person to make a personality.
作为一个人，你不可能没有一个人格。一个人必须得有一个人格。
A Baptist minister a few weeks ago come up and to my house and said,
几个星期前，一位浸信会的传道人给我打电话说，
I like straightening out on the Godhead sometime when you got time. Call me up, brother.
你有时间的话，我要纠正你对神性这个问题的认识。
I said I got time right now, because I want to be straight, and we lay aside everything else to do it.
我说我现在就有时间，我愿意得到纠正。我们把别的事都放下来，先做这件事。
He come up, he said, Brother Branham, you teach that there is just one God.
于是他就到了我家，他说：“伯南汉弟兄，你教导说只有一位神。”
I said, yes, sir.
我回答，是的，先生。
He said, well, he said, I believe there's one God, but one God in three persons.
他说，我相信只有一位神，但是一位神在三个位格之中。
I said, sir, repeat that again.
我说，先生，请你再重复一遍。
He said, one God in three persons.
他说，一位神有三个位格。
I said, where did you go to school at?
我说你在哪间学校读的书请、嗯、
And he told me a Bible college. I said I could believe that.
他告诉我是在一间圣经学校，我说这我相信。
You cannot be a person without being a personality.
但你作为人不可能没有位格。
And if you're a personality, you are one personality to yourself. You're a separate individual being.
如果你有位格，那么你只有一个位格，就是你自己，你是一个独立的个体。
And he said, well, the theologians can't even explain that.
他说，但甚至连神学家也解释不了。
I said, it's by revelation.
我说，这是从启示得来的。
And he said, I can't accept revelation.
他说，我不能接受启示。
I said, then there's no way for God to ever get to you.
我说，那么神也没有办法让你明白。
Because it's hid from the eyes of wise and prudent and revealed to babes.
因为这些事像聪明通达人就藏起来，像婴孩就启示出来。
Revealed, revelation, revealed to babes such as will accept it and learn.
启示出来，这个启示，启示给婴孩，他们愿意学习和接受它。
Now, said there be no way for God to get to you. You close yourself off from Him.
我说神没有办法告诉你，因为你把自己封闭起来，跟神隔绝了。
The whole Bible is a revelation of God.
整本圣经都是神的启示。
The whole church is built upon the revelation of God.
整个教会也是建立在神的启示之上。
There's no other way to know God only by revelation.
除了启示之外，再也没有别的方法可以认识神。
To whom the Son will reveal Him, revelation.
除了子和子所愿意启示的，是靠启示。
Everything is revelation.
每一件事都要靠启示。
So, to not to accept the revelation, then you're just a cold theologian and there's no hope for you.
所以，若你不接受启示，你只是个冷漠的神学家，那你就没希望了。
Now, we find out that this person had no father, no mother, no beginning of days or ending of life.
我们发现这个人无父无母。无开始的日子，无生命的结束。
It was God in Martha.
他是神，是恩莫非。
Now the word comes, the Greek word means change.
恩莫非是希腊文，意思是变换。
Was used changing himself in Martha from one person to one person.
用的是这个字，从一个人。恩莫非成另一个人，是一个人。
The Greek word there in Martha means it was taken from the stage act.
希腊文恩莫非的意思是，这个希腊字是取自舞台剧。
That one person is changing his mask to make him some other character.
意思是指一个人变换自己的面具，以便使自己成为另外一个角色。
Like in school just recently, I believe Rebecca, just before she graduated, they had one of Shakespeare's plays.
就好像不久前，我的小女儿丽百嘉在她毕业之前，他们表演了一出莎士比亚的剧目。
And one young man had to change his clothes several times because he played two or three different parts, but the same person.
其中有一个年轻人必须换好几套衣服。因为他一个人要扮演两三个角色，但却是同一个人。
He come out one time, he was a villain. And when he come out next time, he was another character.
有一次，他以一个反面角色出场，但下一次他再出来，他就变了另一个角色。
And now the Greek word in Martha means that he changed his mask.
希腊文恩莫非的意思就是变换面具。
And that's what God did.It's the same God all the time.
这正是神所做的，一直都是同一位神。
God in the form of the Father, the Spirit, the pillar of fire.
神也父的形式，圣灵的形式，火柱的形式彰显。
The same God was made flesh and dwelt among us.
同一位神，道成肉身，住在我们中间。
In Martha.
恩莫非。
Brought out so he could be seen.
他显现以便使我们能够看见他。
And now that same God is the Holy Ghost.
这同一位神也是圣灵。
Father, Son, Holy, not three gods.
父、子、圣灵不是三位神。
Three offices
是三种职分。
Three acts of the one God
是一位神的三种彰显。
The Bible said there's one God, not three.
圣经说只有一位神，而不是三位。
But that's how that they could, you can't get this straightened out and have three gods.
这就是为什么他们不能，你不可能把它解释清楚，并弄出三位神。
You'd never sell a Jew that, I'll tell you that, one who knows better. He knows there's only one God.
你永远也别想叫犹太人相信这种东西，我告诉你，他比你清楚多了，他知道只有一位神。
Notice, like the sculpture, he hides with a mask over.
注意，就像雕刻家，他将他的雕像用一块布盖起来。
That's what God's done to this age.
这就是神对这个时代所做的。
It's been hid, all these things has been hid. And supposed to be revealed in this age.
这些事曾经被隐藏起来，所有被隐藏的事都要在这个时代揭开。
Now the Bible says they will be revealed in the latter time.
圣经说他们要在末后的时候才被揭开。
It's like a sculptor keeping his piece of work all covered over until the time he takes the mask off of it and there it is.
这就像一位雕塑家将他的作品全部盖住，直到他将面纱掀开，他的作品就呈现出来了。
And that's what the Bible has been.
圣经也是这样。
It has been a work of God that's been covered up.
它是神的一部盖起来的作品。
And it's been hid since the foundation of the world.
自创世以来就已经隐藏起来了。
And it's sevenfold mystery.And God promised in this day, at the age of this Laodicea church, He would take the mask off the whole thing and we could see it.
是一本七重的奥秘。神应许在这个时代，在这个老底家教会时代，他要把整个面纱揭下来，以便我们能看到他。
What a glorious thing. God, immorphed, masked in a pillar of fire.
这是一件多么荣耀的事啊！神恩莫非隐藏在火柱后面。
God immorphed in a man called Jesus.
神恩莫非在一个叫耶稣的人里面。
God immorphed in his church.
神恩莫非在他的教会中。
God above us, God with us, God in us, the condensing of God.
神超乎众人之上，神贯乎众人之中，神又住在众人之内，他是降卑的神。
Up there holy, no one could touch him.
神在上面是圣洁的，没有人可以摸到他。
He settled upon the mountain, and even if an animal touched the mountain, had to die.
他降在山上，甚至连动物碰了那座山也必死。
And then God come down and changed his tent.And come down and live with us.
接着神降下来并更换了他的帐幕，神降下来与我们同住。
Become one of us. And we held him, the Bible said.
成为我们的一员，圣经说我们可以接触到他。
1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh. Handled with hands.
提摩太前书三章十六节说，近前的奥秘何其伟大，无可争议，就是神在肉体中彰显，人的手可以接触到他。
God eat meat, God drank water, God slept, God cried. He was one of us. Beautiful type in the Bible.
神吃饭，神喝水，神睡觉，神哭泣。他是我们当中的一个，圣经中美丽的预表。
That was God above us, God with us, now it's God in us. The Holy Spirit, not the third person, the same person.
这就是神在我们之上，也在我们之中， 如今又在我们里面，就是圣灵，不是第三位，而是同一位神。
God came down and became flesh and died the death in Christ so that he could clean the church in order to get into it for fellowship.
神降下，成了肉身，在基督里死去，以便他能洁净教会，并进入教会中与人交通。
God loves fellowship. That's what he made the man at the first time for, was for fellowship.
神喜爱交通，这就是起初神创造人的目的，就是为了交通。
God dwelt alone, the cherubims.
在这之前，神独自与基路伯同住。
And notice, now he made man and man fell.
注意，神造了人之后，人却堕落了。
So he came down and redeemed man because God loves to be worshipped.
因此，神降下来拯救人类，因为神喜爱受到敬拜。
The word God means object of worship.
神这个词的意思就是敬拜的对象。
And this that comes among us as a pillar of fire.
它是以火柱的形式来到我们当中。
As something that changes our hearts.
以某种形式改变我们心的。
That is the same God that said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
同一位神，他曾说要有光，就有了光。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨天、今天、一直到永远是一样的。
Now, in the beginning, God dwelt alone with His attributes, as I spoke of this morning. That's His thoughts.
在起初，神只是独自与他的属性居住在一起，就如我今早所讲的，也就是他的思想。
There was nothing, just God alone.But he had thoughts.
那时什么也没有，只有神自己，但是神有思想。
Just like a great architect can sit down in his mind and draw out what he thinks he's going to build, create.
就像一个伟大的建筑师可以坐下来，在他的脑子里，他可以勾画出他所想的，就是他所要建造的，要创造的东西。
Now he cannot create.He can take something that's been created and make it in a different form.
当然，建筑师不能创造，他只能将已经创造了的东西改变成另一种形态。
Because God's the only one can create.
因为神是唯一的方法，唯一能够创造的主宰。
But he gets in his mind what he's going to do, and that's his thoughts, that's his desires.
但他的头脑里可以勾画出他想要做的事，那就是他的思想，是他的愿望。
Now it's a thought, and then he speaks it, and it's a word then. And a word is a thought when it's expressed, it's a word.
Now, 这是一个思想，然后他说出来，就成了一句话。话就是，当思想被表达出来，就成了一句话。
A thought expressed is a word, but it has to be a thought first.
一个被表达出来的思想就是话，但它首先必须是思想。
So it's God's attributes, then it becomes a thought, then a word.
因此，这是神的属性，然后它变成了思想，跟着它变成了话。
Notice those who have tonight.Eternal life was with him and in him and his thinking before there ever was an angel, star, cherubim, or anything else. That's eternal.
注意，今晚那些拥有永恒生命的人，你们一早就已经与神在一起了，甚至在还没有天使、星星、基路伯或其他任何东西以前。你就已经在他里面，在他的思想中了，这就是永恒。
And if you have eternal life, you always was.
如果你拥有永恒的生命，那你就是永远存在的。
Not your being here, but the shape and form that the infinite God. And if he isn't infinite, he isn't God.
不是指在世上的你，而是说你的形象。无限的神 如果神不是无限的，他就不是神。
God has to be infinite. We're finite. He's infinite.
神必须是无限的，我们是有限的，他是无限的。
And he was omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent.
因为神是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的。
If he isn't, then he can't be God.
如果他不是这样的话，那他就不是神。
Knows all things, all places because of his omnipresent.
神知道所有的事、所有的角落，因为他是无所不在的。
Omniscient makes him omnipresent.
神的无所不知使得他无所不在。
He is a being, he's not like the wind.
他是一个生命，并不是像风那样。
He is a being, he dwells in a house.
他是一个生命，他居住在一所房子里。
But being omniscient, knowing all things, makes him omnipresent.
Amen.
Because he knows everything is going on.
由于他是无所不知的，知道所有的事，这使他成为无所不在的，因为他知道所有的事的来龙去脉。
There can't be a flea bat its eyes but what he noted.
就连跳蚤眨一下眼睛他都知道。
And he noted before there was a world how many times it bat its eyes and how much talent had in it. Before there ever was a world.
他在创世之前就已经知道那只跳蚤要眨多少下眼睛，他有多少脂肪，在没有世界以前他就知道了。
That is infinite if we can't comprehend it in our minds. But that's God. God, infinite.
这就是无限，我们的脑子不能理解，但这就是神，神是无限的。
And remember, you, your eyes, your statue, whatever you was, you were in his thinking at the beginning.
记住，你，你的眼睛，你的身量，不管你是谁，一开始你就已经在他的思想中了。
And the only thing that you are is expression, word.
而你现在只是他表达出来的话。
Actually thought it, he spoke it, and here you are.
Amen.
神想到了你，然后把你说出来，于是你就出现在这里了。
If it isn't, if you wasn't in his thinking, there's no way at all for you ever be there.
如果不是这样，如果你不在他的思想里，那你就根本不可能出现在那里。
For he is the one who gives eternal life.
因为他是那位给予永恒生命的。
You remember how we read the scriptures? Not him that willeth or him that runneth, but God.
你还记得我们所读的经文吗？这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎神。
And that his predestination might stand true, he could choose before any time who.
所以神的拣选是真实的，神可以在还没有时间以前就拣选好了。
God's sovereign in his choosing. Did you know that? God's sovereign.
这是神拣选的主权，你们知道这一点吗？神是至高无上的。
Who was back there to tell him a better way to make the world?
谁能在创世之前就告诉他创世的更好方法呢？
Who would dare to tell him he's run his business wrong?
谁敢指责他做错了什么呢？
Even the very word itself, very sovereign, even the revelation is sovereign.
甚至道本身也是至高无上的，甚至启示也是至高无上的。
He reveals to whom he will reveal.
神要向谁启示，就向谁启示。
The very revelation itself is sovereign in God.
启示本身也是神的主权。
That's how people pound at things and jump at things and hit at things, not knowing what they're doing.
这就是为什么人们可以在各种事上努力，费尽心思地解释各种事物，却不知道他们在做什么。
God is sovereign in his works.
Amen.
神在他的作为上拥有至高的主权。
Now, we find him at the beginning, his attributes.
我们知道神在最初的时候就是他的属性。
Now you were with him then.
那时你就与他在一起了。
Then is when the book of life comes into view.
那也是生命册出现的时候。
Now we read over here in Revelations, the 13th chapter, the 8th verse.
我们在启示录13章8节可以读到这一点。
that the beast that comes upon the earth in these last days,
在这末日，那兽出现在地上，
will deceive all those people on the earth whose names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
要迷惑凡住在地上，名字在创世以前没有记载在羔羊生命册上的人。
Think of it. Before Jesus was ever born, 4,000 years before he came on earth.
想一想，甚至在耶稣还没有诞生之前，在他未降世的4000年前，
And several thousand years before you come on earth,
在你出生之前的好几千年，
Jesus in God's mind died for the sins of the world.
耶稣就已经在神的思想里为世界的罪死去了。
And the book of life was made, and your name was put on that book of life before the foundation of the world.
生命册就有了，你的名字在创世之前就已经记载在生命册上了。
That's the Bible truth.
这是圣经的真理。
See, your name was ordained of God and placed on the book of life before the foundation of the world.
看，你的名字是神所预定的，并且在创世以前就放在了生命册上。
You were there in his attributes. You don't remember it? No. Because you're just a part of his life.
那时你就已经在他的属性里了。你不记得，是的，因为你只是他生命的一部分。
You are a part of God when you become a son or a daughter of God.
当你成为神的儿女时，你就成了他的一部分。
Just as you are a part of your earthly father. That's right.
就好像你是肉身父亲的一部分一样，是的。
You are the male carries the hemoglobin, the blood.
你是雄性携带血色素，就是血。
And when that has gone in and the egg, then you become a part of your father.
当血色素进到卵子中时，你就成了你父亲的一部分。
And your mother is a part of your father also.
你母亲也是你父亲的一部分。
So you're all a part of your father. Glory.
所以你们都是你父亲的一部分，荣耀归于神。
Let's the denomination out all together.
Amen.
Certainly does.
这绝对是把所有的宗派都给踢了出去，呵呵，绝对是。
God and all, the only place.
神是一切，是唯一的所在。
Notice now, his attribute.
注意，神的属性。
Then the attribute was first God.
首先，那些属性在神里面。
The thought, the attribute itself, all in one, without being expressed.
神的思想还有属性都是一体的，还没有被表达出来。
Then when he expressed secondarily, he became then the word.
其次，当神表达的时候，他就成了道。
And then the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. St. John, the first chapter and the first verse.
然后道成了肉身，住在我们当中。约翰一书一章一节。
Notice, this is in the beginning, but before the eternal.
注意，这是太初，但是在起初之前是永恒。
Notice, in the beginning was the word.
注意，太初有道。
When the time began, it was word.
在时间开始的时候，它是道。
But before it was word, it was attribute, a thought.
然而在他是道之前，他是一个属性，是一个思想。
Then it was expressed in the beginning was the expression, the word.
然后思想被表达出来，太初有了表达，那就是道。
Now we're getting where Melchizedek is. That's this mysterious person.
现在我们渐渐开始接触到麦基洗德这个神秘的人了。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hold that there now.
然后道成了肉身住在我们当中。
Notice, his first being was spirit, God, supernatural, all right, the great eternal.
注意，记住这一点，神最先是灵，神超自然的那位永恒的存在者。
Second, he began to form himself towards flesh in a theophany, it's called the word, a body.
然后神开始向着肉身不断塑造自己，在道的形体中，称之为道形体。
This then is the state he was in when he met Abraham, was called Melchizedek. He was in the form of theophany.
这就是后来他遇见亚伯拉罕时所显现的形体，被称为麦基洗德，他是以道的形体出现。
I will get to that and prove it in a few minutes, the Lord willing.
主愿意的话，我们要用几分钟来证明、讲解这个问题。
He was the Word.
他是道。
A theophany is something that you could not see. It could be right here now, yet you cannot see it.
道的形体是一种你无法看见的东西，可能现在它就在这里，然而你却看不见它。
It's just like, well, like television. That's in another dimension. Television, people are moving right through this room now singing.
这就好像电视一样，它是在另一度空间，电视，现在有人正穿过这个房间唱着歌。
There's colors also, but the eye is only subject to the five senses.
还有各样的色彩，但是你的眼睛受到五官的限制。
Your whole being is only subject to five senses, brother.
确切地说，是你的全身受到五官的限制。
And you are only subject to what the sight has been limited to see.
你只能看到眼睛所能看到的东西。
But there is another dimension that can be seen by a transformation by television.
但我们可以借着转换器，就是电视，看到另外一度空间。
Now, television does not manufacture a picture.
电视并不能制造图像。
A television only channels it into a circuit, and then the television screen picks it up.
它只是将图像导入电视线路里，然后电视屏幕就收到了这些图像。
But the picture's there to begin with.
但那图像却从一开始就存在了。
Television was here when Adam was here.
在亚当那个时代，电视就已经存在了。
Television was here when Elijah sat on Mount Carmel.
当以利亚站在加密山上时，就已经有了电视。
Television was here when Jesus of Nazareth walked the shores of Galilee.
当拿撒勒人耶稣在加利利海边行走的时候，电视就已经有了。
But you're just now discovering it. They wouldn't have believed it back there.
只不过是你现在才发现了它而已，他们那时还无法相信它的存在。
You'd have been crazy to have said something like it.
如果你在他们的时代这样说，一定会被认为是疯子。
But now it's become a reality.
但是现在它成了现实。
And so is it that Christ is here.
同样的，基督就在这里。
The angels of God are here.
Amen.
神的天使也在这里。
And someday in the great millennium to come, it'll be just more real than television or anything else because they are here.
Amen.
在伟大的千禧年到来的那天，它将比电视或其他的东西更真实，因为他们就在这里。
He reveals himself in his great form of what he claimed as he amorphous himself into his servants. And it proves himself.
神以他所宣告的伟大形式来启示他自己，因为他改变自己进入到他的仆人中去，并证实他自己。
Now here he is in the form of spirit. And then he comes in the form of a of immorphed.
神以灵的形式存在，然后他以变幻了的形式来到。
I appeared to Abraham immorphed.
以变幻了的形体向亚伯拉罕显现。
When Abraham was returning from the slaughter of the kings, here come Melchizedek. Talk to him.
当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，麦基洗德就出现了，并且亚伯拉罕同他说话。
The other day in the Tucson paper, I was reading an article that where there was a woman driving down the road.
那天我在图森的报纸上读到这样一篇文章，有一个女人在一条路上开着车。
I believe about 40-50 miles an hour, and she hit an old man with an overcoat on.
我相信是以每小时40-50英里的速度行驶的，她撞到了一位穿着大衣的老人。
She screamed and stopped her car, threw him up in the air, right out in the plain desert.
她尖叫着把车停了下来，车把这位老人给撞到了半空中，这发生在那片大沙漠上。
And she ran back to find him, and he wasn't there.
她跑回去找那位老人，可是他不在那里。
So what did she do?
她怎么办呢？
Some people behind her saw it happen. Saw the old man fly up in the air and his overcoat turning.
在他后面的人也看到了发生的事，他们也看到那位老人被撞飞到空中，也看到他的大衣飘转着。
So they run back to find out. They couldn't find the man anywhere.
所以他们也调转回来看看，他们到处都找不到那位老人。
They call the police force.The police come out to examine the place. There's nobody there.
于是就叫来了警察，警察来搜查了整个地方，却找不到任何人。
Well, each one of them testified. The car chugged, hit the man. He went up in the air, and everybody saw it.
他们每个人都作证说，看到那辆车急刹车，并撞上了一个人，他飞到了空中，大家都看见了。
Witnesses and 2 or 3 carloads of them, they seen it happen.
两三辆车上的人都作证说他们看到了整个经过。
Come to find out, 5 years ago, there was an old man with an overcoat on hit and killed on the same spot.
后来他们查到了，在5年前有一个穿着大衣的老人在同一个地点被车撞死了。
When you leave here, you're not dead.
当你离开这里，你不是死的。
You've got to come back even if you're a sinner.And be judged according to the deeds done in the body.
你必须回来，即使你是个罪人，也要根据这个身体的所作所为而受到审判。
If this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we have one waiting.
这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，我们另有一个在等待着。
Immorphed, that's the word.
恩莫非就是这个意思。
Now, God, in this stage.Of it's this stage of his creation, later formed into flesh, Jesus.
神在这个阶段，在他创造的这一个阶段，后来就塑造成了一个肉体，就是耶稣。
From what?
从什么呢？
From the great beginning, Spirit, then came down to be the Word, bringing itself out.
从一开始，伟大的灵，然后下来成为道，将自己体现出来。
The word doesn't yet make itself; it just spoke out, immorphed.
这道还没有成为事实，只是说出来了，恩莫非。
Later, he becomes flesh, Jesus, mortal to taste death for all of us sinners.
后来，他成了肉身的耶稣，一个人，为我们所有的罪人尝了死味。
When Abraham met him, he was Melchizedek.
当亚伯拉罕遇见他时。他是麦基洗德。
He unfolds here what all the attributes will do in the final end.
神在这里揭示了他所有的属性。
Every son of Abraham, every son of the faith will absolutely do the same thing.
即亚伯拉罕的众子在末日要做的事，每一个信心之子绝对会做相同的事。
But I want to watch how we have to come.
但我要注意的是我们怎样才能达到这个地步。
Also, we see him revealed here in Ruth and Boaz as a kinsman redeemer, how he had to come to be flesh.
我们也从路德和波阿斯的故事中看到神作为同族救赎者把自己启示出来，看到他为何必须成为肉身。
Now we see the attribute sons of his spirit have not yet entered into the word form body but a theophany。
我们看到这些神的属性，神灵的儿子们还没有进入道的形体，一个道的形体。
This body is subject to the word and earnest waiting for the earnest change of the body。
我们现在这个肉体要顺服神的道，并拥有那个确据，等待着那个确据，好叫这身体改变。
Now the difference between him and you as a son，
你是神的儿子，他跟你之间的区别就在于
See, he was at the beginning the word, an immorphed body.
看，起初他就是道，一个恩莫非的形体。
He came in and lived in that in the person of Melchizedek.
他降下来，居住在麦基洗德的身体中。
Then later, we never heard no more of Melchizedek because he became Jesus Christ.
这以后我们就再也听不到任何有关麦基洗德的事了，因为他成了耶稣基督。
Melchizedek was a priest but he became Jesus Christ。
麦基洗德是大祭司，但后来他成了耶稣基督。
Now you bypass that because in that form he knew all things。
现在你们没有经过道的形体，因为在那个形体中他知道万事。
And you have never been able to know that yet. You come like Adam, like me.
而你还不能够知道那些事，你像亚当，像我一样来到世上。
You became from the attribute to the flesh to be tempted.
你从属性直接就到了肉身，是为了要受到试探。
But when this life is finished here, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting.
但是当这个生命在这里结束时，如果地上的这个帐篷拆毁了，我们已经有另一个在等待着。
That's where we go. That is the word. Then we can look back and see what we've done.
那是我们的去处，那是道，那时我们就可以回顾过去，看看我们所做的。
Now we don't understand it.We have never become the Word, we've just become the flesh man, not the Word. But,
如今我们还不能明白，我们还没有成为那道，我们只是成了肉身的人，不是道。
And look, clearly makes it clear, you will never be the Word unless you was the thought at the beginning.
但注意，一定要弄清楚了。你永远不能成为道，除非从起初你就在神的思想里。
That proves the predestination of God.
这证明了神的预定，明白吗？
You can't be the word unless you're a thought. You had to be the thinking first.
除非你是神的一个思想，否则你就不可能成为道。首先，你必须在神的思想里。
But to see an artist and temptation, you had to bypass the theophany. You had to come down here in flesh to be tempted by sin.
但是你们知道，为了要经历试探，你必须得越过道的形体，你不得不降在这个肉身中受到罪的试探。
And then if you stand, all the Father hath given me will come to me. And I'll raise him up at the last days.
如果你经受得住，凡父所给我的人必到我这里来，在末日我要叫他复活。
See, you had to be first.
看，首先你必须在他的思想里。
And then you see he come right down the regular line from attribute to
你看，他按正常的次序降下，从属性到
Before the foundation of the world, his name is put on the Lamb's Book of Life.
在创世以前，他的名字就被记载在羔羊的生命册上。
Then from that he became the Word, the theophany that could appear, disappear.
从那以后他就成了道，就是道的形体，他可以出现也可以消失。
And then he become flesh and return back again, resurrected that same body in a glorified condition.
后来他成了肉身，之后又再回来，是同一个身体复活，成为荣耀的身体。
But you bypass the theophany and become flesh man to be tempted by sin.
但你越过了道的形体，成了肉身上的人，为要受到罪的试探。
And then if this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we have one already waiting.
Amen. 然而如果地上的这个帐篷拆毁了，我们还有一个在等待着。
We have not yet the body.
我们还没有得到这个身体。
But look, when this body receives the Spirit of God, the immortal life inside of it, it throws this body in subjection to God. Hallelujah.
注意，当我们这个身体接受了神的灵，不朽的生命就在你里面，使这个身体顺服神。哈利路亚。
He that's born of God doth not commit sin.
Amen.
He cannot sin.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，他也不能犯罪。
Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. They walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
罗马书8:1说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，他们不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
There you are. See, that throws your body subject.
这就是了，明白吗？这使你的身体顺服下来。
You don't have to say, "Oh, if I could just quit drinking, if I could just get in Christ, it's all gone." See?
你不必说，哦，如果我能戒酒，如果我能，只要进入基督里，这些都会去掉的，明白吗？
Because your body is subject to the Spirit.
因为你的身体是顺服圣灵的。
It's no more subject to the things of the world. They're dead.
不再顺服世界上的事物，他们已死去了。
They are dead. Your sins are buried. And baptism. And you are a new creation in Christ.
世上的事物已经死去了，你的罪借着敬礼被埋葬了，你是在基督里新造的人。
And your body becoming subject to the Spirit, try to live a right kind of life.
你的身体顺从了圣灵，你努力过一个正确的生活。
Like you women claiming you got Holy Ghost and going out here and wearing shorts and things, how could you do it?
就如你们女的称自己拥有圣灵，却还穿着短裤等等的东西出去，你怎么能这么做？
How could the Spirit of God in you ever let you do such a thing as that?
在你里面呢，神的灵难道会让你干这种事吗？
It just can't be so. Certainly it can't be. He's not a filthy spirit. He's a holy spirit.
这是不可能的，绝不可能。他不是污秽的灵，他是圣洁的灵。
And then when you become subject to that spirit, it throws your whole being subject to that spirit.
然而当你顺服了圣灵，就会使你整个身体顺服圣灵。
And that spirit is nothing in the world but this seed word made manifest or quickened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Made alive.
圣灵不是世界上的任何东西，而是道的种子得到彰显，或者说是得到复活，是活的。哈利路亚。
And when the Bible said, don't do this, that body quickly turns to it. No question.
当圣经说不可这么做，那个身体很快的就顺从了道，毫无疑问。
And what is it? It's the earnest of the resurrection.
Amen.
这是什么？这是复活的确据。
This body will be raised up again because it's already started.
这个身体要再次复活，因为这个过程已经开始了。
It was once subject to sin and mire and corruption, but now it's got the earnest that's turned heaven.
Amen. Lord.
这个肉身曾顺从罪孽、污秽、败坏，但是如今 他得到了这个确据，转向赎天的事。
Now that's the earnest that you're going in the rapture. It's the earnest.
这就是你背题的确据，他是那确据。
A sick person laying dying, nothing left but death. That's all can happen.
一个患病的人躺着快要死了，束手无策，只能等死，只能这样。
I've seen the shadows of people done eat up with cancer and tuberculosis, and see them persons a little while after that perfectly normal and strong.
我看到一些被癌症或结核菌折磨的只剩下皮包骨头的人，但过不一会，那些人就完全恢复正常，强壮了。
If there is no divine healing, then there's no resurrection. Because divine healing is the earnest of the resurrection. Amen.
如果没有神的医治，那么就没有复活，因为神的医治是复活的确据。阿门。
You know what the earnest money is, don't you? The down payment.
你知道保证金是什么吗？就是定金。
He was wounded for our transgressions, with his stripes we're healed.
他为我们的过犯受害，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Notice how wonderful we love him.
何等奇妙，我们爱他。
Now this body is subject to the Spirit.
注意，这个身体是顺从圣灵的。
Have not yet entered into the word form, but we are still in the flesh form, but subject to the word.
还没有进入道的形体，虽然我们还在这个肉体之中，但是却顺从道。
Death in the flesh will take us there.
肉体的死亡将要把我们带到那里去。
Just the same thing, think of a little baby.
这正如婴儿诞生一样。
You can take a woman, no matter how evil she is.
你可以一个女人为例，不管她是多么邪恶。
When she is pregnant and fixing to be mother, watch before that baby's born.
当她怀孕，准备就要当妈妈的时候，你观察，在婴儿要出世前接的她。
I don't care how cruel the woman is, she gets real kind.
我不管这个女人是多么冷酷，她会变得非常的慈爱。
There's something about her sound that seems godly. You see a little mother fixing to become mother by the baby.
有一种东西在她周围，你会看到一个年轻的母亲准备要成为真正的母亲时，因着这个小婴孩，她变得似乎很神圣。
Why is it?
为什么会这样呢？
That little body, now it's not alive yet. See, the only thing it is just flesh and muscles. That little jumping, that's just muscles jerking.
那个小小的肉身还不是活着的生命，只是肉与肌肉。那小小的跳动只是肌肉的抽搐。
But when it comes forth from the womb, God breathes the breath of life into it. And then he screams out.
但是当他从母胎里出来时，神将生命的气息吹到他里面，这时婴孩就哭了起来。
See, just as sure as there is a natural body being formed, there is a spiritual body to receive it as soon as it gets here.
就如肉体的形成一样，人一到这里，就有一个灵性的身体准备接收它。
Then, when a man is born again from heaven, he becomes a spirit babe in Christ.
当一个人得到自天上而来的重生时，他就成了在基督里属灵的婴孩。
And then, when this robe of flesh is dropped, there is a natural body.
当我们脱下这属地的身体之后，
Theophany, a body not made with hands, neither born of a woman, that we go to.
就会有一个非人手所造，也非女人所生的道的身体，等着我们穿上。
Then that body returns back and picks up the glorified body.
以后这个身体还要再回来穿上那荣耀的身体。
That's the reason Jesus went to hell when he died and preached to the souls that were in prison.
这就是为什么耶稣死后去到地狱，向那些在监狱中的魂传讲福音。
Turn back into that theophany. marvelous. Thank God.
他又回到了那道的身体。哦，太奇妙了，感谢神。
2 Corinthians 5:1, if this earthly body be dissolved, this earthly tabernacle, we have another one.
哥林多后书5:1那里说，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，我们还有另外一个在等着我们。
See, we have bypassed that to come straight from God, the attribute to be flesh, to be tempted and tested by sin like Adam did.
看，我们越过了那个，而直接从神的属性成了肉身，被罪试探引诱，就像亚当一样。
But when testing of his word is over, then we are taken up to this body that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world.
但当神话语的试验结束以后，我们将穿上那在创始之前就为我们预备好的身体。
It is the word there that we skip to come right around down here to be tempted and tested.
我们越过了神的道，直接来到这世上被试探引诱。
If we'd have come through that, there would have been no temptation. We'd know all things.
如果我们经过神的道而来，就不会有试探了，我们就知道万事了。
That's the reason Jesus knowed all things. Because he was word before he was flesh.
这也是为什么耶稣知道万事的原因，因为在他道成肉身之前，他先是神的道。
Then we become the word.
然后我们要变成道。
Here we are formed to the word image, to be a partaker of the word.
我们在地上要成为道的形象。
Feed on the word by being predestinated since the beginning.
在创世以前就被预定要成为道的一部分，以他的话语为食物。
You see that little spark of life that you had in you from the beginning when you started your journey? Many of you can remember.
当你开始人生旅程的时候，你会发现在你生命中的那一点小小的火花，你们当中的许多人可能都记得。
You join this church and join that church and try this and that, nothing satisfying, right?
你们加入这个教会，加入那个教会，是这是那，却没有一样东西让你满意，是的。
But one day you just recognized it, right?
但有一天你认出了那道，是的。
The other night I was teaching somewhere, I think it's out in California or Arizona, about.
有一天晚上我在某地讲道，我想是在加利福尼亚或亚利桑那大概。
I believe I've told a little story here about the man setting the hen had an eagle egg under it.
我想我已经在这里讲过这个故事了，就是有一个人将一只鹰的蛋放在母鸡底下孵化。
And when that eagle hatched out, he's the funniest looking bird that them chickens ever seen.
等那只小鹰孵出来以后，它是一只小鸡们从来没有见过的，模样极其滑稽的鸟。
But he walked around, he was the ugly one among them.
他走来走去，他是那群鸡中最古怪的一个。
Because he just couldn't understand how that hen would cluck and scratch on that manure pile and eat, he couldn't get the idea.
因为他实在不明白那只老母鸡为什么咯咯咯咯咯叫在粪堆里扒来扒去找东西吃，他觉得莫名其妙。
She'd say, "Come on over and feast, honey."
那只母鸡可能是对他说：“宝贝，快来吃啊。
”But he was an eagle. He just didn't eat like that. It wasn't his food.
他是只鹰，吃不了那玩意儿，那不是他的食物。
So she'd catch grasshoppers and what more, you know, and call the little chickens.
那只母鸡能招呼小鸡来吃那些蚂蚱之类的东西。所有那些小鸡也都会跟着它咯咯咯叫啊，保持一顿。
But the little eagle just couldn't do it. It didn't look right to him.
但那只小鹰却怎么也做不来，因为那些东西它怎么看的都觉得不对头。
So one day his mammy come hunting.
终于有一天小鹰的妈妈开始寻找她的孩子来了。
And he'd hear that hen cluck. He'd try his best to cluck, but he couldn't do it.
那只小鹰听到母鸡咯咯叫，他也尽力学着叫，但却学不来。
He tried to cheep like a chicken, but he couldn't do it.
他想学那些小鸡叽叽叫也不行。
See, he was an eagle. He to start with, he was an eagle.
因为他是鹰，从一开始他就是一只鹰。
He was just hatched under a hen.
他只不过是在母鸡的肚子底下被孵出来罢了。
That's like some church members. That's about the way it is. About one out of a seven is right.
这就像有些教会的成员一样，每一个就是这样，好像是那一窝蛋里面的一个似的。
But one day his mammy flew over and she screamed.
但是有一天，他的妈妈呼叫着飞了过来。
He recognized it.
他认出了那声音。
That sounded right.
那听起来很得劲儿。
Why was the eagle to begin with?
为什么？因为他一开始就是鹰。
That's the way it is with the gospel of the word, the power of Jesus Christ.
福音也是这样，神的道和耶稣基督的能力也是这样。
When a man has been predestinated to eternal life, he hears that true ring scream of God. Nothing can keep him from it.
当一个人被预定拥有永生的时候，他就会听那真理的声音。神的呼叫，没有任何东西能阻止他。
The church might say, days of miracles is past, clock, clock, clock.
教会可能会说，神迹的日子过去了，嘎嘎嘎。
Stand here and eat this, and stand here and eat that.
站在这里吃这食物，站在这里吃那食物。
That barnyard stuff won't do for him anymore.
Amen.
那鸡窝里的东西再也引不起他的兴趣了。
He's gone.
他离去了。
All things are possible. It gets off the ground.
在神凡事都能，他飞离了地面。
That's why there are so many Christians today that can't get their feet off the ground.
今天许多基督徒的问题就是他们无法离开这个地面。
The old mammy said, "Son, jump. You're an eagle. Come up here where I am."
母鹰说：“儿啊，跳起来吧，你是一只鹰，飞到我这里来吧。”
He said, "Mama, I never jumped in my life."
他说：“妈妈。”我一生中还没有飞过呀。
She said, "Well, you jump your eagle to begin with. You're not a chicken."
母鹰说：“没问题，你就跳吧。你一开始就是鹰，不是鸡。”
So he made his first jump and flopped his wings. Didn't do too good, but he got off the ground.
于是他就了，开始了有生以来的第一次跳跃，拍打着他的翅膀，并没有飞得太高，但他飞离了地面。
That's why we do weeks.God by faith by the written word.
Amen.
我们也是这样，我们借着书写的道，凭着信心接受神。
There's something in there said eternal life. You were predestinated to it.
在那里有某样东西，那是永恒的生命，你是预定要拥有它的。
His grandpa and grandma were eagles. He was an eagle all the way back.
他的祖父和祖母是鹰，他的祖先都是鹰。
Eagle don't mix with other things.
鹰不会同别的东西混杂。
He's not a hybrid at all. He's an eagle.
他绝对不是杂种，他是鹰。
Then after you recognize the very word of God was eagle food, then you left the other thing.
当你认出只有神的道才是鹰的食物后，你就离开了其他的东西。
You've then been formed into the living image of the living God.You heard from your theophany.
你就成了活神活的形象，你听到了你那道的形体的呼唤。
If this earthly body be dissolved, we have one waiting.
如果地上的这帐篷拆毁了，我们另有一个在等待着。
Say, is that right, Brother Branham?
你说伯拉罕弟兄真是这样吗
？All right, let's take a couple of eagles and look at them for a few minutes.
好的，让我们举几个鹰的例子来看看这一点。
There was a name, man named Moses. Everyone knows that a prophet's called the eagle in the Bible.
有一个人叫摩西，每个人都知道，圣经称先知为鹰。
There was a prophet named Moses.
有一位叫摩西的先知。
And one day, God called him and would let him go over the land, and he died on a rock.
有一天，神召他去了，不让他进入应许之地，他就死在一块岩石上。
The angels took him away and buried him.
天使来把他的尸体取走并埋葬了。
There was another man, an eagle didn't even have to die. He's walked across Jordan. God sent a chariot down and.
另外一个人，一只鹰，他甚至没有死，他只是走过约旦河，神拆下了火车火马。
This robe of flesh he dropped and rise and caught the everlasting prize.
他脱掉肉身的外袍，升天了，得到了那永远的奖赏。
800 years later.
Amen.
Yes. 800 years later. On Mount Transfiguration, here stood those two men.
800 years later, 800 years later, 这两个人又站在了变相山上。
Moses' body had been rotten for hundreds of years.
摩西的身体经过了几百年，早已腐烂了。
But here he was in such a form that even Peter, James, and John recognized him.
Amen.
Amen.
然而他的形象还是那样。甚至彼得、雅各和约翰都能认出他。阿们。
If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, if you're an attribute of God expressed here on earth, you've got a body waiting after you leave this world.
我们在地上的帐篷若拆毁了，如果你是神彰显在世上的一个属性，当你离开这个世界时，你就有一个身体在等候你。
There they were standing on Mount Transfiguration, in their theophany.For they were prophets to whom the word came to.
他们在变相山上，就是以道的形体站在那里，因为他们是神的道所领导的先知。
Also, let us notice another prophet, one time, by the name of Samuel.
我们再来看看另一位先知，他的名字叫撒母耳。
He was a great man. He taught Israel, told them they shouldn't have a king.
他是一个了不起的人物。他教导以色列人，告诉他们不可有一位王。
He said, "If I ever said one thing to you in the name of the Lord, will what come to pass?"
他说，我奉主的名对你们所说的，有哪一件没有实现呢
？They said, "No, everything you've always said in the name of the Lord come to pass."
他们说没有，你奉主的名所说的每一件事都实现了。
He was a prophet, and he died.
他是一位先知，他死了。
About 3 or 4 years later, the king got in trouble.
大约三四年后，那位王有了麻烦。
That before the blood of Jesus Christ was ever shed.
那是在耶稣基督的宝血还没有流出之前。
He was in paradise.
撒母耳这是已经在乐园里了。
And a witch of Endor called for somebody to come console Saul.
引多尔的一个娇鬼的妇人就招上了一个人来安慰扫罗。
And when the witch saw him standing up, she said, "I see God raising up out of the earth."
当那个妇人看到他站上来时，她说：“我看见有神从地里上来。
”And after the man had been dead, buried, and rotted in the grave.
虽然那个人已死了，埋葬了，腐烂在坟墓里。
Here he was standing there.In that cave with his prophet's robes on, and was still a prophet.
但这时，他又站在洞里，穿着先知的袍子，依旧还是一位先知。阿门。
For he said, "Why did you call me out of my rest, seeing you become an enemy to God?"
因为撒母耳说，你为什么搅扰我？你难道不知道神与你为敌了吗
？Watch him prophesy tomorrow.Night, but this time you will be with me.
注意他的预言，明晚这时候，你必与我在一处了。
He was still a prophet, though he was gone from this body.
撒母耳还是神的先知，尽管他已经离开了他的肉体。
See, he became here and was part of that word.
Amen.
明白吗？他来到世上是道的一部分。
And he entered from the flesh life back into the body that had been prepared for him before the foundation of the world.
他离开了肉体，回到了在创世以前就已经为他预备的那个形体中。
He entered into the theophany, which was the word.
他进入了道的形体，也就是道。
You get it?
你们明白吗
？That's where all believers go when we turn from here.
那也是所有的信徒离开这里之后。所要进入的形体。
Then in that form, the veil then is lifted.
这时，在那个形体里，幔子就被升起了。
You see, you are the word also when you enter into there.
你看， 当你进入那里时，你也是道。
As a little baby is said a while ago.
正如我刚才所提到的婴儿出生的例子一样。
Now I noticed, praise God for these opening seals in my prayer. Then know these things.
现在注意，赞美神，将这些印揭开，使我知道这些事，这也是我的祈求。
Now, the true revelation of Melchizedek comes into view.
麦基洗德的真实启示是这样的。
Well, he was God, the Word, before he became flesh. God, the Word.
他是谁？他就是神，是道，就是道成肉身之前的神，也就是道。
Because he had to be. No one else could be immortal like him.
他必须如此，因为没有人可以像他那样是不朽坏的。
See, I had father and mother. You did too.Jesus had father and mother.
在世上，你我都有父母，耶稣也有父母。
But this man had no father or had no mother.
但这位却无父无母。
Jesus had a time he started. This man didn't.
耶稣在时间上有一个开始，可是这位却没有。
Jesus gave his life. This man couldn't because he was life.
Amen.
耶稣曾付出了他的生命，但这位却不能，因为他就是生命。
It's the self same man all the time.
一直以来都是同一位。
I hope God reveals it to you. The self same person all the time.
我希望神能够将这一点启示给你们，一直都是同一位。
Notice his title, King of Righteousness.
注意他的头衔，仁义王。
Now, Hebrews 7:2, King of Righteousness and King of Peace. He's two kings.
希伯来书七章二节，仁义王和平安王，他身兼两王。
Now watch, Hebrews 7:2, King of Righteousness, also the King of Peace. He's two kings there.
所以，希伯来书七章二节说他既是仁义王，又是平安王，他是两位王。
Now since he has come in the flesh and received his body up in Revelation 21:16, he's called the King of Kings.
自从他的肉身显现，并被接升天之后，在启示录21:16中，他就被称为万王之王。
He's all three of them together.See, King God, King Theophany, King Jesus. He's the King of Kings.
他集这三个头衔于一身，明白吗？神王，道的形体王，耶稣王，他是万王之王。
It's all met just like soul, body, and spirit. All comes to make one.
就像灵魂体全部在一起形成了一个人。
Also, he is the Father, which was the first.Son and Holy Ghost, the Spirit.
而且他也是父，是最早的。然后他是子，圣灵灵。
King of Righteousness, the Spirit attribute, Theophany, King of Peace, Theophany.
仁义王就是圣灵的属性，道的形体就是平安王，道的形体。
And in flesh, he was King of Kings. Same person. When the Theophany, Moses, seen him, Exodus 33:2, he was a Theophany.
在肉身中，他是万王之王，同一位。在出埃及记33:2，摩西看到的是道的形体，神是一个道的形体。
Moses wanted to see God. He heard his voice.Heard him talk to him, see him in a bush there as a big pillar of fire.
摩西想见到神，他听过神的声音，听到神与他谈话，看到他在荆棘火丛中以火柱的形式彰显。
And he said, "Who are you? I want to know who you are."
摩西说：“你是谁？我想知道你是谁。”
Moses said, "If you let me see you, I would like to see your face."
摩西说：“我将放 说你愿意让我看到你，求你让我看到你的脸。
He said, "No man can see my face."
神说，没有人能看见我的脸。
He said, "I'll put my hand over your eyes, and I'll pass by, and you can see my back, but not my face." See?
他说，我会用手遮住你的眼，从你面前经过，你可以看到我的后背，但不是我的脸，看到吗？
And when he did, it was the back of a man. It was theophany.
当他这么做的时候，他是一个人的后背，是一个道的形体。
Then the word that come to Moses, I am, that was the word.
之后有话对摩西说，我是自由拥有的，这就是那道。
The word came to Moses in the form of a pillar of fire and a burning bush, the I am.
道在燃烧的荆棘丛中以火柱的形式向摩西显现，这就是那位自由拥有的。
As the word from the theology, from the theophany rather, excuse me.
道从神学，哦，不，对不起，我是说从道的形体中来。
He came to Abraham as a man under the oak tree. Now look at there.
他在橡树下以一个人的形式向亚伯拉罕显现。现在注意。
There came a man to Abraham, three of them, and sat down under an oak tree.Three of them.
有一个人走向亚伯拉罕，共三个人坐在橡树下，一共有三个。
And notice, after he talked to Abraham,
他注意，他与亚伯拉罕谈完话之后
，Why did he come? Abraham being the one with the promise and the message of the coming son.
他为什么要来呢？因为神应许。给亚伯拉罕一个信息，就是要得个儿子。
And also he was God's word prophet that was trusting God's word, calling anything contrary as though it wasn't.
而且他是神道的先知，并相信神的话，视一切与神话有不符的事为虚妄。
See how perfect the word is? The word came to the prophet.
看到神的道是多么完美了吗？神的话语临到先知。
See, there was God in a theophany, and the Bible said the word comes to the prophet.
看，这是神在道的形体里。圣经说，神的话临到先知。
And here was the word in the theophany.
而这道以道的形体出现。
Now you say, was that God? Abraham said it was.
你会问，那是神吗？亚伯拉罕说他是。
He said his name was, he called him Elohim.
他称那人的名字为以罗心。
Now in Genesis 1, you find out, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and earth.
在创世纪一章，你可以看到起初以罗心创造天地。
In Genesis 18, we find out that Abraham called this person that sat there and talked to him.
在十八章，我们看到亚伯拉罕称这个人是那个人与亚伯拉罕说话，
and could tell him the secrets of his heart, tell him what Sarah was thinking behind him.
说说他心中的秘密，告诉他撒拉在他背后想什么。
Abraham said, "It is Elohim." He is in a theophany form. You get it?
亚伯拉罕称这个人为以罗心，是神以道的形体彰显，明白吗
？Notice after.Now we find out that he was then in the theophany form.
注意，这之后我们看到那是神以道的形体出现。
He called him Lord God Elohim. Now in Genesis 18, we find that that is true.
亚伯拉罕称其为主神以罗心，在创世纪十八章中，我们看到这是事实。
Now notice, Abraham, there was three of them together.But when Abraham met the three, he said, "My Lord."
注意，亚伯拉罕当时他们共有三个人，但亚伯拉罕遇到这三个人时，却说，我主。
But when Lot down in Sodom, two of them went down there, and Lot saw two of them coming, and he said, "My Lords."
而当罗德看到那两个下到索多玛的人时，他说。 我主们。
See, what was the matter? The first place, Lot was not a prophet. Right.
看到吗？怎么回事？首先，罗德不是先知，没错。
Or neither was he the messenger of the hour. So he didn't have any revelation of him.
他也不是那个时代的使者，所以他没有得到任何有关神的启示。
It's exactly right.
绝对没错。
Lot could call them lords. A dozen of them, he could still say lords. But no matter how many Abraham saw, it was still one Lord.
罗德称他们我主们，即使他们有一打人，他也会称他们为我主们。但亚伯拉罕不管他看到有多少人来，他只会称他是一位主。
There is God. This is the Melchizedek.
就是神麦基洗德。
Notice, after the battle was over, Melchizedek served his victorious child communion. Think of that. Part of himself.
注意，当战争结束后，麦基洗德为他得胜的孩子摆设圣餐，想想这一点，圣餐是他的一部分。
Now we want to see here in type here is in view the communion.
我们要明白这一点，在这里看到的是圣餐的预表。
After the battle, he gave of himself because the communion is part of Christ.
在战争结束后，他将自己献上了，因为圣餐是基督的一部分。
And after the struggle is over, after you've done got yourself whipped out,
在战斗结束后，在你向自己死了之后，
that's when you partake of Christ, become part of this being. You get it?
你就可以与基督有份，成为他的一部分。你们明白了吗？
Jacob wrestled all night and wouldn't turn him loose until he blessed him. Right?
雅各整个晚上都在摔跤，直到神给他祝福才让他走。是的。
Battle for life. And after the battle is over, then God gives you of himself. That is his true communion.
为生命而战斗，当战斗结束后，那是神将他自己给了你，这才是他真正的圣餐。
The little bread and wafer just represents it. You shouldn't take it unless you've wrestled it out and become part of God.
小小的饼和微化饼只是他的象征，除非你征战得胜了，成为神的一部分，否则你就不能享用它。
Remember that this time the communion had never been instituted.
记住，那时候圣餐还没有设立。
Not until before the death of Jesus Christ. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years later.
Amen.
直到耶稣基督死前才设立，那也是很久很久以后的事了。
But Melchizedek, after his child Abraham had won the victory,
但是麦基洗德在他的儿子亚伯拉罕得胜之后，
Melchizedek met him and gave him wine and bread.
Amen.
他与亚伯拉罕相遇，并给他酒和饼。
Showing that after this earthly battle is over, we will meet him in the heavens and take the communion again. It'll be the wedding supper.
Amen.
说明了当世上的征战结束之后，我们将与他在空中相会，要再吃的圣餐，那将会是婚宴。
I will not drink the more of the vine or eat the fruit until I eat it and drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom. Is that right?
我不再喝这酒或吃这个果子，直到我在我父的国里同你们吃新的喝新的那日子，对吗？
Notice again, Melchizedek went to meet Abraham before he got back home.
再注意，麦基洗德在亚伯拉罕还没有回到家之前就与他见面了。
What a beautiful type here we have. Melchizedek meeting Abraham before he got back home after the battle.
这是多么美妙的一个预表，麦基洗德在亚伯拉罕打了胜仗回家的路上与他相会。
We meet Jesus in the air before we get home.
在我们还没有回到天家之前， 我们要在空中与耶稣相会。
That's right. Second Thessalonians tells us that. For we meet him in the air.
是的，帖撒罗尼迦后书告诉了我们这一点，我们要在空中与主相见。
A beautiful type of Rebecca meeting Isaac in the field in the cool of the day.
利百加傍晚凉爽的时候在田间与以撒相见，这又是另一个美妙的预表。
We meet him in the air, 2 Thessalonians tells us so.
我们要与主在空中相会，帖撒罗尼迦后书告诉了我们这一点。
For we which are alive and remain shall not prevent or hinder those which are asleep.
我们在活着还存留到主降临的人，必不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
For the trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first.
因为神的号要吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
Perfect. All these times.
所有这些预表都太完美了。
Therefore, the theophany, if you have died and entered into that theophany, what happens?
所以道的形体，如果你死了并进入了道的形体，接着是什么呢？
The theophany comes to the earth to pick up the redeemed body.
那个道的形体会来到地上拾起得赎的身体。
And if you're here in the air, you take the body to meet the theophany.
如果你在空中，你就会用这身体与那道的形体相会。
There you are, caught up, and go to meet the Lord in the air.
看到吗？被提，在空中与主相见。
Who is this Melchizedek but God?
这位麦基洗德要不是神，那他还能是谁呢？
Now, we see here plainly,the complete secret of our lives and journey and death and where we go after we die.
我们在这里清楚地看到我们生命旅程中的整个奥秘，死亡以及我们死后的去处。
Also, predestination is in plain view here. Now listen as we teach this closely.
甚至连预定我们都清楚地在这里看到了。现在当我们讲解这一点时，请大家认真听。
The stages of the eternal purpose he had in his secret has now been revealed. Notice, there is still three stages to perfection.
在神的奥秘中，他永恒旨意的各个阶段，如今已经被揭开了。注意，达到完美的境界有三个阶段。
Just like He redeems the world, same way he redeems his church, he redeems the people in three stages.
就如神拯救地球，他也以同样的方式拯救他的教会，他拯救人也要经过三个阶段。
Now look, first is justification, like Luther preached.
注意，首先是称义，如路德所传讲的。
Second, sanctification, like Wesley preached.
其次是成圣，如卫斯理所传讲的。
Third, baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. Then comes the rapture.
最后是圣灵的浸礼，是的，然后就是被提。
Now the world, how do you redeem the world?
先说这个地球，他是如何拯救这个地球的呢？
The first, what he did, when it sinned, he washed it off in water baptism. That's right.
他首先做的，就是当地球陷入罪时，他用水的浸礼将它洗净，是的。
Then he dropped his blood upon it from the cross and sanctified it and called it his own.
然后，他从十字架上滴下他的宝血，使之成圣，并宣布这是属他的。
Then what does he do?
接着他会做什么？
As he tore all the world out of you and renovated the whole thing by the fiery baptism of the Holy Ghost, he also will renovate the world.
就如他将你里面所有属世的东西都给你掏出来，并借着火的浸礼将所有的更新那样，他也要如此的更新地球。
It'll be burned over with fire and cleanse every germ from millions of miles high. Everything will be cleaned off.
地球要经过火的焚烧，高达百万里的天空中的每一个细菌都要被洁净，一切都要得到净化。
And then there is a new heaven and a new earth.
之后就一个新天新地。
Just like you are a new creature in Christ Jesus when the Holy Spirit takes a hold of you.
就如当圣灵掌管了你的时候，你在基督耶稣里是新造的人一样。
There you are. The whole thing is just as plain as it can be.
这就是了，整件事情再清楚不过了。
Everything's in three. The natural birth in three.
每一件事情都是三，自然的分娩有三个步骤。
What's the first thing happens to the woman having a baby? What breaks first? Water.
女人分娩时，首先发生的是什么？首先破的是什么？是水。
What breaks next? Blood.
然后出来的是什么？是血。
What's the next process? Life.
接下来是什么？是生命。
Water, blood, spirit.
水、血、灵。
What happens to the plant? Rots.
植物又如何呢？腐烂。
What's the first thing? Stalk.
什么先长出来呢？是茎。
What's the next? Tassel.
然后长出来是什么？是穗。
What's the next? Shuck. Then the green comes out of that.
接下来是什么？是外壳，然后谷粒从外壳里面长出来。
Just the three stages of it, it gets to the green. That's exactly.
直到它长成谷粒，有这三个步骤，绝对没错。
God vindicates, that's always been right. God vindicates it to be true.
神证实了这一点，一向都是正确的。神证实了它是真实的。
Show plainly the predestinated is the only one that's considered in redemption.
清楚地显示了，只有神所预定的人才与救赎有份。
Did you get it? Let me say that again.
你们明白这一点吗？让我再说一遍。
The predestinated.Is the only one that's considered in redemption.
只有神预定的人才与救赎有份。
People might be making like, think they are, but the real redemption is those that are predestinated.
人们可能装出来，或者自以为他们得赎了，但真正得赎的是那些预定的人。
Because the very word redeem means to bring back.
Amen.
因为救赎这个词的本意就是带回来。
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
对不对？
The redeem is something to redeem anything is bring it back to its original place. Hallelujah.
要救赎某物，就是要将它带回到它原本的位置上。Hallelujah.
So it's only the predestinated will be brought back because others didn't come from there.
所以只有那些被预定的人才会被带回来，因为其他的人根本就不是从那里来的。
See, bring back.
明白吗？带回来。
Be eternal with him at the beginning.
永远跟他在一起，起初。
The eternal life that you had is thought of what you was.
你所拥有的永恒生命，你在神的思想中是怎样的人
？Only.He wanted me to stand in the pulpit, say.
他要你，比如，神要我站在众人面前。
He wants you to set the seat tonight.
他要你今晚坐在这里。
Then we are serving his eternal purpose.
我们这样做就是成就神永恒的旨意。
And the one that left home only come to the earth to serve his purpose.
那离开天家的，是要来到地上。成就他的旨意。
Is that right? All right.
不是吗？是的。
Then after it's finished, it's brought back in a glorified state.
当这些结束之后，他就被带回到了荣耀之中。
It's matured and brought back again.
他成熟了，又回去了。
No wonder Paul could say, when there's building a block to chop his head off.
难怪当他们建造一个台子，要砍保罗的头时。
He said, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory?"
他说：“死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？阴间啊，你得胜的权势在哪里
？”But thanks be to God who gives us the victory.
Amen.
感谢神，使我们得胜。
Amen.
He said, "Death, tell me where you can make me holler."
保罗说：“死亡，告诉我，你怎么能使我害怕尖叫？”
Grave, tell me how you're going to hold me, for I am a possessor of eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
坟墓，告诉我，你怎么能控制我？ 因为我是永恒生命的拥有者。阿们。
You recognize it.
保罗认识到了。
Death, hell, grave, nothing could hold him.
死亡、地狱、坟墓，没有一样能够控制他。
And nothing can hurt us. Got eternal life.
没有任何一样可以伤害到我们，因为我们拥有永恒的生命。
He realized he was blessed with eternal life.
保罗知道他是蒙福的，拥有永恒的生命。
Just like a little dewdrop.
就如一滴小小的露珠。
If I understand it, I don't know too much about chemistry.
如果我没弄错的话，它是我的化学懂得不太多。
But it must be that it's the congealing of humidity or atmosphere.
但它一定是潮湿空气凝结而成的。
And when the night gets cold and dark, it falls from the heavens and drops upon the ground.
晚上的时候，天气变得阴冷，露水就从天而降，降在地上。
It fell from somewhere.
它来自某处。
But the next morning before the sun comes up, it's laying there, the little fellow shivering. But just let the sun come up, watch it go to shine.
第二天清晨，在太阳还没有出来前，它仍在那里，那小小的露珠在那里颤抖着。但只要太阳一升起，你可以看到它开始闪烁发光。
It's happy. Why? The sun is going to call it right back to where it come from.
Amen.
And that's the way with a Christian. Hallelujah.
快乐起来，为什么？因为太阳要将它召回它所来之处。基督徒也是这样，哈利路亚。
We know when we walk into the presence of God.
我们知道，当我们进入神的面前时。
Something in us tells us that we come from somewhere and we're going back into the power that's full of us.
在我们里面有东西告诉我们是来自某处，接着呢，牵引我们的力量又要回到那里去。
The little dewdrop, he glistens and shines and shouts because he knows he come from up there, and that sun's going to draw him right back up again.
那小小的露珠闪烁着，欢呼着，因为他知道他来自上面的某处，太阳要将他再次拉回上去。
And a man that's an attribute of God.Born of God, knows, hallelujah, when he comes in contact with the Son of God, he's going to be drawn up from here someday.
一个人，若他是神的属性，是由神而生的，那他就会知道，哈利路亚，当他与神的儿子有了联系，有那一天，他就会从这里被召回去。
For if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我，阿们。
Now, notice, now we see Melchizedek, and why that Mary wasn't his mother.
现在注意，我们知道了麦基洗德是谁，也知道为什么玛利亚不是他的母亲。
That's the reason he called her woman, not mother.
这就是为什么耶稣称她为女人，而不是母亲。
He had no father, for he was the father, the everlasting father, the three in the one.
他没有父亲，因为他就是那位父，永在的父，此三者就是一位。
He had no mother, certainly not. He had no father, for he was the father.
他没有母亲，绝对没有。他没有父亲，因他就是父。
As a poet said one time,Speaking a great compliment unto Jesus.
就如一位诗人在一次颂赞耶稣时
He said, I am that spoke to Moses in a burning bush of fire.
我是说我是在燃烧的荆棘丛中向摩西说话的那位
I am the God of Abraham, the bright morning star.
我是亚伯拉罕的神，明亮的晨星。
I'm Alpha, Omega, the beginning from the end.
我是阿拉法、欧米伽，是始是终。
I am the whole creation, and Jesus is the name. That's right.
我是一切的创造者，耶稣是我的名。是的。
Oh, who do you say that I am? And whence do they say that I came?
哦，你说我是谁？我从何处来？
Do you know my father, or can you tell his name? Hallelujah!
你可知道我父？你可知道他的名？哈利路亚！
That's the Father's name. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me now.
Amen.
那是父的名，是的。我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。
Praise the Lord.
Sure. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
看到吗？是的，他昨天、今天一直到永远是一样的。
And this Melchizedek became flesh.
这个麦基洗德成了肉身。
He revealed himself as Son of Man when he came as a prophet.
他以人子，就是先知的身份来到世上，启示了自己。
He came in three names of a son: the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Son of David.
他以子的三个名称来到：人子、神的儿子、大卫之子。
When he was here on earth, he was a man to fulfill the Scripture.
当他在世时，他是一个人来应验经文。
Moses said, "The Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me."
摩西说，主你们的神要兴起一位先知像我。
So he had to come as a prophet.
因此，他必须以一位先知的身份来到。
He didn't never say, "I am the Son of God." He said, "I am the Son of Man."Do you believe the Son of Man?
他从来没有说我是神的儿子，而是说我是人子。你相信人子吗？
Because that's what he had to testify of. Because that's what he was.
因为那正是他所要做的见证，也正是他确实的身份。
Now he's come in another Son's name, Son of God, the unseen, the Spirit.
如今他以另一个子的名称来到，就是神的儿子。就是肉眼见不到的，就是圣灵。
And when he comes again, he's son of David, is set up on his throne.
当他再次来到时，他是大卫之子，坐在他的宝座上。
Now when he was here and was made flesh, he was called the Son of Man.
当他降世，成了肉身时，他被称为人子。
Now how did he make himself known to the world as Son of Man?The prophet.
那么他怎样使世界认识到他就是人子，是先知呢？
One day, I was told a story of Peter and Andrew's brother.
有一天，我讲到彼得和他的兄弟安德烈的故事。
They were fishermen, and their father Jonas was a great old believer.
他们都是渔夫，他们的父亲约拿。是一个忠实的老信徒。
One day they said he sat down on the side of the boat.
有一天，他们的父亲约拿坐在船边。
He said, "Sons, you know how we prayed when we needed fish. There's commercial fishermen."
说，儿啊，你们知道吗？我们需要鱼的时候，我们就祷告。他们是专业的渔民。
He said, "We've trusted God, Jehovah, for our living."
他说，我们信靠神，一生靠着耶和华而活。
I'm getting old now. I can't stay with you boys much longer.
如今我老了，和你们在一起的时间不会太长了。
And I've always, as all true believers, have looked for the time when that Messiah will come.
正如所有真实的信徒一样，我一直仰望着弥赛亚来到的日子。
We've had all kinds of false ones, but there's coming a real one someday.
我们曾有过各种各样的假弥赛亚，但是总有一天，那位真实的弥赛亚会来。
And he said, "When this Messiah comes, I don't want you boys to be deceived."
他接着说，当这位弥赛亚出现时，我不希望你们被人迷惑。
This Messiah will not be just a theologian; he will be a prophet.
这位弥赛亚不会是一个神学家，而是一位先知。
For our prophet Moses, of who we follow, he said.
因为这是我们所跟随的先知摩西说的。
Now, any Jew will believe his prophet. He's taught to know that.
任何一个犹太人都相信他们自己的先知，他们都是这样受教的。
You know, if the prophet says anything, it's so, then that's true.
如果先知说什么都应验了，那就是正确的事。
But God said, if there be one among you spiritual or prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him.
但是神说，如果你们中有属灵的或者先知，我你们的神会向他显现。
And what he says comes to pass, and hear him and fear him.
若他所说的成就了，你们就要听从他，敬畏他。
But if it don't, then don't fear him at all. See.
如果没有成就，就根本不要怕他。
So that was the vindication of the prophet.
因此，这就是先知的印证。
So Moses was truly a vindicated prophet.
摩西确实是一位得到印证的先知。
And he said, "The Lord your God shall raise up among you, out of your brethren, a prophet like unto me."
他说过，主你们的神要从你们弟兄中兴起一位先知像我。
And all that won't hear him will be cut off from the people.
所有不听从他的人将要从万民中剪除。
He said, "Now, children, remember." That is Hebrews, we believe God's vindicated prophets.
他说，所以，哎呀，记住，作为希伯来人，我们相信神印证了的先知。
Now listen close, don't miss it.
现在注意听，不要错过这一点。
And he said, when the Messiah comes, you will know him, for he will be a prophet Messiah.
他说，当弥赛亚来的时候，你们将会认识他。因为他是一位先知弥赛亚。
I said it's been 400 years. We haven't had a prophet since Malachi. But he'll be.
他们说自马拉基以来我们已经400年都没有出现过一位先知了，但他一定会来的。
One day, after his death, a few years, his son, Andrew, was strolling along down the bank.
几年之后，在他们的父亲死后的某一天，他的儿子安德烈正在岸边散步。
And he heard a wild man out of the wilderness saying, "That Messiah is standing among you now."
他听到一位旷野来的人喊道，那位弥赛亚现在就站在你们当中了。
That big eagle that raised up over the wilderness and flew over there said, "The Messiah is among you right now."
那位在旷野中兴起的大鹰飞来说，那位弥赛亚现在就在你们当中。
We don't know him yet, but he's standing among you.
我们还不认识他，但他就在你们当中。
I know him because I'll see a sign coming from heaven.
我会认出他，因为我会看到从天上来的一个迹象。
One day, he said, "There, behold, is a Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world."
然后有一天，约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世界罪孽的。
Away went the When this man to find his brother,
安德烈就出去寻找他的兄弟。
Said Simon, "I want you to come over here. We've done found the Messiah."
说西门，我要你来这里，我们已经找到了那位弥赛亚。
Oh, go on, Andrew. You know better than that.
哦，安德烈，别扯了，你知道没有这回事。
Oh, I know, but that this man is different.
哦，我知道，但这个人。与众不同。
Where is he? Where did he come from?
他在哪里？从哪里来的？
Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒人耶稣。
That little wicked city? Why, it couldn't come from a wicked, dirty place like that.
那个小小的罪恶的城市，哼，弥赛亚不可能出自那种邪恶肮脏的地方。
You just come and see.
你过来看一看就知道了。
Finally persuaded him to come down one day.
最后他终于说服了西门，让他下来看一看。
So when he came in the front of this Messiah, Jesus standing there speaking to the people.
后来西门来到这个弥赛亚面前，当时耶稣正向众人说话。
When he walked up in front of him, he said, "Your name is Simon, and you are the son of Jonas."
当他来到耶稣面前，耶稣说，你叫西门，是约拿的儿子。
That did it. He got the keys to the kingdom. Why? He knew that that man did not know him.
这就够了。西门得到了天国的钥匙。为什么？因为西门知道这个人不认识他。
And how did he know him? And that God, the old Father, who taught him how to believe the Messiah.
耶稣怎么会知道他的名字？这是因为他那近前的老父亲已教导他如何相信弥赛亚。
There was a man standing there by the name of Philip, Oh, he got really excited.
有一个叫菲利的站在那里。哦，他看到这一切，他兴奋极了。
He knows another man he'd been studying the Bible with. Away he went around the hill, and he found him out there in his olive grove.
他认识另一个人，是与他一起学圣经的。于是他绕过山坡，发现那人就在橄榄树下。
He was kneeling down praying. That had lots of Bible lessons together.
他正跪着祷告。他们曾在一起学过很多次圣经。
So he come out there and he said, "Have you got to pray?"
所以菲利去到那里，当他祷告完了
，He said, "Come see who we found. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. He's the Messiah we're looking for."
菲利对他说：“快来呀，看我找到谁了？拿撒勒人耶稣，约瑟的儿子，他就是我们日夜盼望的弥赛亚。”
Now I can hear Nathaniel say, "Now Philip."You ain't went off on the deep end, are you?
我能听到拿大爷说，菲利，你不是发烧烧糊涂了吧
？Oh no, no. Now let me tell you.
哦，不，没有。让我告诉你。
You know we've been studying the Bible together, and what did the prophet say the Messiah would be?
你知道，我们一起学圣经已经很长时间了。先知告诉我们，弥赛亚会以什么身份来呢
？He'd be a prophet.
他会是一位先知。
You remember that old fisherman you bought the fish from? He didn't have enough education to sign his name, called Simon.
你还记得那个名叫西门？你经常跟他买鱼，没受过什么教育，甚至连名字都不会写的渔夫吗
？Yeah.
记得呀。
He come up, and you know what? This Jesus of Nazareth told him that his name was Simon.
他走过来，你猜怎么着？这个叫耶稣的拿撒勒人说出了他的名字叫西门。
Changed his name to Peter, which is little stone, and told him who his daddy was.
并将他的名字改为彼得，就是小石头的意思，还说出他的爸爸叫什么名字。
Well, he said, "Oh, I don't know. Could anything good come out of Nazareth?"
拿单也说，这我却不知道了。但拿撒勒还能出什么好人吗
？He said, "Let's not talk about it. Just come on and see."
腓力说，我看我们还是别争了。先过去看看再说。
That's a good idea. Come and see.
这是个好主意。过去看看。
So here come Philip bringing up Nathaniel.
于是腓力就带着拿单叶来了。
And when he got walking up, Jesus probably standing speaking, probably praying for the sick in the prayer line.
拿单叶上来时，耶稣也许正站在那讲道，也许正在为排队的病人祷告。
And when he come up to where Jesus was.Jesus looked around at him and said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there's no guile."
当他来到耶稣面前，耶稣看着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
Now you say, "Well, his way is dressed." Oh no, all Easterners dress the same.
你会说：“哦，他是从他的衣着上看出来的。”哦，不，所有东方人穿的都一样。
He could have been a Syrian or been anything else. Beard, garment.
他可以是个叙利亚人，或是任何人，留着胡子，穿着长袍。
He said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there's no guile, and otherwise an honest, sincere man."
耶稣说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。换句话，就是说，他是个诚实、虔诚的人。”
Well, that kind of deflated Nathaniel.
这一下子就挫了拿单叶的傲气。
And he said, "Rabbi," which means teacher.
他说拉比就是老师的意思。
Rabbi, when did you ever know me?
拉比你怎么知道我的
?How did you know I was a Jew?
你怎么知道我是个犹太人
?How did you know I was honest, no God?
你怎么知道我心里没有诡诈
?He said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you."
耶稣说腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
15 miles away, the other side of the country, the day before.
那是前天发生在乡村的另一端，15英里以外的事。
What did he say, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
拿单叶怎么说呢？他说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
But there stood those priests there.Self-styled, self-starched, said this man is Beelzebub, a fortune teller.
但在那里同时也站着自负顽固的祭司，他们说这个人是别西卜，是个算命的。
Jesus said, I forgive you for that.
耶稣说我原谅你们这样说。
Remember, they never said it out loud, but they said it in their hearts.
记住他们并没有说出声来，只是在心里这样暗暗地说。
And he perceived their thoughts. That's right.
That's
what the Bible says.
耶稣知道他们心中的意念，是这样的，圣经是这样记载的。
Call it telepathy if you want to, but he perceived their thoughts.
如果你愿意，你可以称之为心灵感应，但是耶稣知道他们心中的意念。
And he said, I forgive you for that, but someday the Holy Ghost is going to come and do the same thing after he's going.
耶稣说我原谅你们这么说，但是有一天圣灵要来并行相同的事，就是在他升天以后。
Speak a word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come.
如果你们说任何反对他的话，在这个世界和将要来的世界就永不得赦免。
Is that right? Now that were Jews.
对不对？那是对犹太人的。
Then one day, he had need to go to Samaria.
有一天他需要去撒玛利亚。
But just before we do that, we found the woman, or the man, as he went through the gate called Beautiful, that he was healed.
但在我们讲这个之前，我们看到这个女人，或是我们知道有一个人，在他通过美门的时候，他得了医治。
And Jesus knew his condition and told him, "Take up your bed and go on home."
耶稣知道他的境况，对他说，拿起你的床回家去吧。
And he did it and got well.
那个人就照着行了，得了医治。
Then we find out the Jews, some of them received him, some believed it, some didn't.
我们知道这事发生之后，有一些犹太人就接受了耶稣，一些就相信了耶稣，还一些不信。
Why did they believe it? It was not ordained to life. They wasn't part of that attribute.
为什么他们不信呢？他们不是预定得生命的人，不是神属性的一部分。
I remember them were priests and great men.
记住，他们是祭司和大人物。
And Jesus, think of those theologians and priests, man that you couldn't find a flaw in their life.
只要想想那些神学家和祭司，他们在生活上无可指责。
Jesus said, "You are of your father the devil, and his works you do."
然而，耶稣却对他们说。你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。
Said if you'd be of God, you'd believe me. If you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. They testify who I am.
耶稣说，如果你们是出于神的，你们就会相信我；如果你不能相信我，也要相信我所做的。我所做的证实了我是谁。
Now, the Bible said that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
圣经说。耶稣昨天今天一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus said the works that I do shall he that believeth on me do also. That right?
耶稣说我所做的信我的也要做，对不对？
Notice that was a real Melchizedek now.
注意那是真正的麦基洗德。
And notice again there was only three races of people.
再注意这一点，人只有三种。
You've heard me say I was a segregationist. I am.
你们听我说过，我是一个隔离主义者。是的，我是。
All Christians are segregationists.
所有的基督徒都是隔离主义者。
Not segregation of color, but segregation of spirit.
不是肤色的隔离，而是灵里的隔离。
A man's color of his skin has nothing to do with him. He's a child of God by birth.
一个人的肤色跟他本人没有任何关系，他是通过重生而成为神的儿女。
But a Christian, God said, "Separate me, come out from among them, and so forth."
作为一个基督徒，神说你们要分别归我，从他们当中出来等等。
He is a segregationist, a filth between right and wrong.
神是个隔离主义者，是与污秽隔离，把正确与错误分隔开来。
But notice.They had a segregation then, a racial segregation, which was the Samaritans.
但是注意，他们那时候有隔离，是种族隔离， 就是在犹太人和撒玛利亚人之间的隔离。
And there's only three races of people on the earth, if we believe the Bible.
在地球上只有三类人，如果我们相信圣经。
That is Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people.
那就是闪、韩和亚佛的子孙。
That's the three sons of Noah. We all sprung from there, right?
他们是挪亚的三个儿子，我们都是从那里繁衍下来的。是的。
That makes us all back from Adam, which makes us all brothers.
在追溯到亚当那里，我们就都成了兄弟了。
The Bible said, "Of one blood, God created all nations."
圣经上说，他从一个血脉造出万族的人。
We're all brothers through the bloodstream.
通过那血脉，我们都是弟兄。
A colored man can give a white man a blood transfusion, or vice versa.
一个黑人可以输血给一个白人，反过来也是如此。
The white man can give the Japanese yellow man, or the Indian the red man, or what more? Or Japhethite, or whatever.
一个白人可以输血给日本人、黄色人种或印第安人、红色人种或者其他的任何人。
He can give him a blood transfusion because we're all the same blood.
他可以输血给他，因为我们都有相同的血脉。
The color of our skin where we lived had nothing to do with it.
我们的肤色，我们生活的地点与这无关。
But when we're segregated, it's when we come out of the world.
但我们隔离是指从这个世界分别出来。
Like he brought Israel up out of Egypt.
就像神带领以色列人出埃及一样。
That's when we're segregated from the things of the world.
那时我们就与这世上的事分开了。
Now,There was a Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people.
他们都是闪、韩和亚佛的子孙。
And if we had time to run the genealogies back, you could see the Anglo-Saxon where he come from.
如果我们有时间去追究人类的族谱，我们就会知道安格鲁萨克森人是从哪里来的。
Now that was a Jew, the Samaritan, which was half Jew and Gentile, that married in with the Gentiles at Balaam's doings.And Moab,
有犹太人，撒玛利亚人是一半犹太人，一半外邦人，是由于巴兰在摩亚所做的，使以色列人与外邦人通婚而生的。
They were Samaritans, and there was Jews and Gentiles.
这样就有了撒玛利亚人、犹太人以及外邦人。
Now we Anglo-Saxon.Had nothing to do with any of it. We didn't believe any Messiah or nothing else. We wasn't looking for one.
我们安格鲁萨克森人与这无关。我们不相信任何弥赛亚，也没有盼望他的到来。
We were brought in afterwards.
是后来才被带进来的。
Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not.
耶稣来到他自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。
And he said to his disciples, "Don't go in the way of the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel."
耶稣对他的门徒们说，不要往外邦人那里去，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And he went only to the lost sheep of Israel.
耶稣只往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And watch, he manifested himself as Son of Man before the Jews. They turned it down.
注意。他向犹太人彰显自己是人子，但他们拒绝了他。
Now the Samaritan being half Jew and Gentile, they believed also and was looking for a Messiah.
作为半个外邦人、半个犹太人的撒玛利亚人，他们也相信并仰望弥赛亚的到来。
We wasn't. We were heathens with clubs on our back, worshiping idols, the Gentile.
我们就不是了，我们是异教徒。背上挂着棍棒的是拜偶像的，是外邦人。
But now one day, St. John 4, he had need to go by Samaria on his road down to Jericho.
有一天，在约翰福音四章，耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚下到耶利哥去。
But was went up around Samaria.
但他要经过撒玛利亚。
And while he was going up there, he sat down on the well outside of a city called Sychar.
他到了那里，就坐在叙加城外的井边。
And the well, if you've ever been there, it's a little panoramic, about like this here.
如果你到过那里，就会知道那井的四周就像这里这样，有开阔的空间。
And there's a public spring there, water, where they all come.
那是一个公共的水井，大家都去那里打水。
And the women come up in the morning, get their pots of water.
女人们在早上来打水。
Put it on their head, one on each hip, and walk with it just as straight as can be. Never spill a drop. Talk to one another.
头上顶着水罐，臀部两边各挂着一个，笔直的走着，一滴水也不会溅出来，还一边走路一边说话。
So the people come out there. So this is about 11 o'clock in the day.
人们都到那里打水，大约在中午十一点的时候。
So he sent his disciples into the city to buy some victuals.Food.
耶稣吩咐他的门徒进城去买一些食物。
And while they were gone, there was a woman which was ill famed.
他们走了之后，来了一个坏名声的女人。
We'd call her today a red light woman, a prostitute. She had too many husbands.
就是今天我们所说的风尘女子或妓女，她有好几个丈夫。
So while Jesus was sitting there, this woman come out about 11 o'clock.
耶稣坐在那里，这个女人大约在十一点的时候来了。
See, she couldn't come with the virgins when they come in the morning to get their wash water.
她不能在早上同那些处女们一起来取水。
She had to wait till they didn't mix like they do now. She was marked.
她必须等到他们不像今天这样可以参与别人，她的名声已经坏了。
So then she came out to get some water.
只能在那个时候出来打水。
So she just tucked the old windle and put the hooks over the jar and started to let it down.
她拿着旧的打水器，用钩子勾住罐子，开始往下放。
She heard somebody say, "Woman, bring me a drink."
她听到有人说，女人，请给我水喝。
Now remember, this is Melchizedek. This is Jesus yesterday, the Son of Man.
记住。这是麦基洗德，是昨天的耶稣，是人子。
And she looked around and she saw a Jew.
她四处张望，看到了一个犹太人。
So she said, "Sir, it's not proper for a Jew to ask the Samaritan for anything."
她说：“先生，一个犹太人向撒玛利亚人要水喝是不合宜的。
I'm a woman of Samaria, so you have spoken out of your place."
我是一个撒玛利亚女人。你说话出格了。
You shouldn't have asked me such a thing as that. We have no dealings with one another.
你不该向我要求这样的事。我们是互不往来的。
He said, "But if you knew who was talking to you, you'd ask me for a drink."
耶稣说，但是如果你知道与你说话的是谁，你就会向我要水喝。
She said, "How are you going to draw it? The well's deep. You have nothing to draw with."
他说，你怎么打水呢？井是深的。你又没有打水的器具。
He said, "The water that I give is water of life, springing up into eternal life."
耶稣回答说，我所给的水是生命之水，直涌到永生。
He talked to her till he found what her condition was.
他同她谈话，直到发现她的境况。
And then watch what he said to her now. "Go get your husband and come here."
接着注意他对她说的话，去叫你的丈夫来。
And she said, "I have no husband."
她说我没有丈夫。
He said, "You've said the truth, for you've had five, and the one you now are living with is not yours. So in this you said the truth."
耶稣说，你所说的是事实，因为你已经有过五个丈夫，如今同你生活在一起的不是你的丈夫，你说的是实话。
What's the difference between that woman and that bunch of priests?
注意这个女人与那群祭司的不同之处。
She know more about God than that whole bunch of priests did put together.
她比那整群的祭司所知道的加起来还要多。
She said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet."
她说，先生，我看出你是先知。
She said, "We haven't had one for 400 years."
她说，我们已经有400年都没有先知了。
Now we know that the Messiah is coming.And when the Messiah comes, that's what he's going to do.
我们知道弥赛亚要来，当弥赛亚来的时候，这就是他所要做的。
That was the sign of the Messiah. For he was a son of man.
那就是弥赛亚的迹象，因为他是人子。
Said that's what he's going to do. When he comes, you must be his prophet.
他说那是他来时要做的事，你一定是神的先知。
He said, I am he. Nobody else could say that.
耶稣说我就是他，没有任何人能够这样说。
She dropped that water pot and ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me what I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?
啊，扔下水桶跑进城里说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都说出来了，莫非他就是弥赛亚吗？
Now remember, he promised to do that same thing at the end of the Gentile race.
记住，耶稣应许在末日在外邦人当中要行同样的事。
The Jews had had 4,000 years to look for that Messiah.
当时犹太人仰望那位弥赛亚已有4000年了。
4,000 years of teaching he was coming and what he would do when he got there.
教导他要来以及他来以后所要做的事已经教导了4000年。
And they failed to see him, failed to recognize him.
尽管如此犹太人还是没有认出他来。
And when he made himself known in the very Bible terms that he said he would,
他照着经上所记的向人们显现。
When he'd been a theophany and then become flesh and dwelt among them,
他曾以道的形体彰显，然后成为肉身住在他们当中。
They failed to see and called his works the works of the devil.
但他们还是认不出他，反而称他的事工是魔鬼的事工。
Now, we've had 2,000 years of teaching.
在使徒时代之后
coming down to the Roman Catholic Church after the apostles,
经历了罗马天主教教会时期，我们也有了2000年的教导。
Then we come down to the Roman Catholic, the Greek, and so forth.
我们经历了罗马天主教、希腊东正教等等。
On down to Luther's age and Wesley, what more? 900 different organizations coming down that had all these ages teaching.
接着就是路德的时代、卫斯理等等，多达900个不同的教会组织，他们都经历了各个时代的教导。
Now he promised just before the end time would come that the picture of Sodom and Gomorrah would again.
神应许在末日之前，索多玛和俄摩拉的境况会再次出现。
As it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the end time. The Son of Man will reveal himself again.
就如索多玛的日子怎样，末日来临的日子也会怎样。人子会再次显现他自己。
Yet a little while, and the world won't see me no more.
不多时候，世界将不再见到我。
Yet you shall see me, for I, a personal pronoun.
然而你们会见到我，因为我是第一人称。
I will be with you, even in you, to the consummation, the end of the world. I'll be with you.
我将与你们同在，甚至在你们里面，直到世界的末了，我会与你们同在。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨天、今天一直到永远是一样的。
You see, the Samaritan was actually from my last night's sermon was Agar. See, a perverted type.
你明白了吗？从我昨晚的讲道中，你们可以看出，其实撒玛利亚人是下甲，是一个歪曲的种类。
The Jew was Sarah, or was Saronite.
犹太人是撒拉，或称撒拉人。
But the Gentile is of Mary, the royal seed, Abraham's royal seed.
但是外邦人是出自玛利亚的王室种子，是亚伯拉罕的王室种子。
Now it's promised that in these last days that this same God, the same Christ, would come back here and reveal himself as Son of Man.
圣经应许在末日，这同一位神，同一位基督，要再回到这里，以人子的身份来启示他自己。
Why?
为什么？
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为他昨天、今天一直到永远是一样的。
And if he let those Jews go by with and give them that Messiah sign,
如果神给了当天的犹太人弥赛亚的迹象，并让他们目击。
And then come to the end of the Gentiles teaching and let them this going on theology, he would be unjust.
但到了外邦时期的末期，却只是让外邦人继续他们的神学理论和教导，那么神就是不公义的。
He's got to do the same thing because the Bible said in Hebrews 13:8, he is the same.
他必须要做同样的事，因为圣经在希伯来书13:8说他是一样的。
And he's promised in Malachi 4 and all the different scriptures that the last days the church would be setting just exactly like it is today and the world would be.
他在马拉基书四章以及所有其他的经文都说过，在末日教会以及世界所处的境况与今天的境况完全相同。
Look at the world today. Look at the solemn condition.
看看今天的世界，看看索多玛的状况。
Look at the earthquakes in diverse places and the things that's taking place.
看看各处发生的地震，看看四周所发生的事情。
Look at the church and the mess that's in a Babylon.
看看巴比伦的教会，它处在一片混乱之中。
Look at the messenger to it, an Oral Roberts and a Billy Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M.
看看差给他们的使者，一个奥罗罗伯特，一个格佩里 ，G-R-A-H-A-M。
First time we ever had a messenger to all the churches that his name ever ended in H-A-M like Abraham.
这是第一次我们有一位使者受差到所有的众教会去，他的名字是以 H-A-M 结尾的，像亚伯拉罕那样。
A-B-R-A-H-A-M is 7 letters.
A-B-R-A-H-A-M 是七个字母。
G-R-A-H-A-M is 6 letters.
G-R-A-H-A-M 是六个字母。
Where's he at?
他在哪里？
To the world, six is man's number. Man was created on the sixth day, but seven's God's number.
Amen.
面向世界，六是人的数字，人是在第六天被创造的，但是七是神的数字。
Now, look at them down there in Sodom, and there is their messengers down there speaking to them.
Amen.
看看他们下到索罗马，他们的使者下到那里向他们说话。
But then where's that royal seed of Abraham?
Amen.
然而亚伯拉罕王室的种子在哪里呢？
Where is their sign that is said as it was in the days of Sodom?
他们的迹象是什么？正如索多玛的日子一样。
That God came down and was manifested in human flesh.And told what Sarah was thinking back in her heart in the tent behind him.
神降下，并以人的形象显现，还说出在他后面帐篷里的撒拉心里所想的。
The last sign before the Gentile world was destroyed by fire.
Hallelujah.
这是在外邦人的世界要被火毁灭之前的最后一个迹象。
And the church has got its last sign before the whole world is going to be destroyed. This Gentile kingdom be destroyed.By the fire and wrath of God.
教会已经得到在整个世界被毁灭之前的最后迹象，这个外邦国度将要被火和神的愤怒所摧毁。
You believe that?
你们相信吗？
That Melchizedek was fleshy, representing himself in a human body, and then later he was made flesh.
那个麦基洗德以肉身，以人的形象代表了神自己。然后他成了肉身。
And now tonight he's the same yesterday, today and forever. Do you believe it?
今晚，他昨天、今天一直到永远是一样的。你们相信吗？
Amen.
Who is this Melchizedek then? That's the same yesterday.
那么，到底谁是这个麦基洗德呢？是昨天、今天
？Never had no father, never had no mother. He never had no beginning of days. He never had any end of life.
无父无母无开始的日子无生命的结束。
And he met Abraham. And what kind of a sign did he perform?
他与亚伯拉罕相遇，彰显了什么迹象呢？
Then when he was made flesh, he said it would repeat again just before the end time.
后来当他成了肉身，他说在末日这个迹象要再次显现。
You believe that?
你们相信吗？
I believe it.
我相信。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, I believe the scriptures that you have said you is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
亲爱的神，我相信圣经所说的，你说过你昨天、今天一直到永远是一样的。
And as sincerely in my heart, Lord, I know that something's fixing to take place.
主啊，我衷心地相信某件事就要发生了。
I cannot strictly identify it. I'm afraid to say anything, Lord. Thou knowest the heart of your servants.
我不能明确地证实它，我不敢说什么。主啊，你知道你仆人的心。
And how many times down through the age when you sent things, people failed to get it?
历代以来多少次你所差给我们的，但人们不能明白它。
Man is constantly praising God for what he did. And saying what great things he's going to do, but ignoring what he's doing.
人们不断地颂扬神过去所做的，提起神将要做的，但却忽略了神如今正在做的。
So has it been through the age.
历代以来一直如此。
Why did the Roman Church fail to see St. Patrick as God's prophet?
为什么罗马天主教教会不能认出圣徒帕提克是神的先知？
Why did they kill Joan of Arc? When she was a prophetess, burn her as a witch.
为什么罗马天主教教会杀害了圣女贞德？她是位女先知，但他们把她当作巫婆烧死。
Father, it's always past. You hide it from the eyes of the wise and prudent.
父啊，人们总是在事情过后才意识到，你向聪明通达人就隐藏起来。
No wonder you said to them, priests, you garnished the tombs of the prophets.And you're the one who put them in there.
难怪你对那些祭司们说，你们修饰先知的坟墓，但正是你们将他们送到那里的。
After they're gone, they see their mistake. They always persecute you, Lord, in whatever form you come in.
在那些先知都走了之后，人们才看到自己所犯的错误。主啊，不管你是以什么形式来到，他们总是逼迫你。
I pray tonight, God, just one more time.
主啊，今晚我祷告，再一次向你祈求。
Tomorrow we're scheduled to be to go to Tucson.
明天我们计划要去图森。
Other parts of the world, other cities, we must preach in.
我们还得要到世界其他的地方，其他的城市去传讲。
But dear God, there might be strangers here tonight that never has they've heard words preached but never seen it made manifest.
但是，亲爱的神。今晚这里可能有新来的人，他们从没有，他们已经听了所传讲的道，但是从没有看到他的彰显。
As I asked you at the beginning,
就如开始的时候我所祈求的。
When those disciples, Theophilus and his friend coming from Emmaus, was walking along the road,
当这些门徒哥留巴和他朋友在去以马忤斯的路上时。
And you stepped out of the bush and began to talk to them after the resurrection. Preach to them.
你在复活之后走出了丛林，开始与他们同行，向他们传讲。
Why, I said, fool, slow of heart, don't you know that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
你说无知的人呐、啊，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
But still, they never recognized it.
但是他们还是无法认出来。
All day long they walked with you and still didn't know you.
他们整日与你同行，却还是认不出你。
But one night, night come, they constrained you to come in.
但一个晚上的时候，他们强留你。
When they went into the little inn and closed the doors, then you did something just the way you did it before your crucifixion, and they recognized that it was the risen Christ.
当他们进入小小的客栈。关上门的时候，你行了在你被钉十字架之前相同的事，这时他们就认出你就是复活的基督。
In a few moments, he is behind the curtains and gone. Quickly they run and told the disciples, "The Lord is risen indeed."
几分钟后，你又去到了幔子后面，消失了。他们赶紧跑去告诉门徒们，主果然复活了。
Father God, I believe that you're still alive.I know you are.
父神呢、啊、 我相信你依然活着，我知道你还活着。
And you've proved it to us so many times. Could you just do it once more for us, Lord?
你已经向我们证明了这么多次，主啊，你可否再次向我们证明？
If we found grace in your sight, let it happen once more.
如果我们在你眼前蒙恩，求你再次向我们再彰显。
I am your servant. These are your servants in here.
我是你的仆人，这些都是你的仆人。
Lord, all that I've said wouldn't amount to just one word from you would be more than I've said in these five nights or five messages.
主啊，我说的所有的话也比不上，你的一句话胜过我在这里所传讲的五个信息。
It would be more, just one word from you.
只要你的一句话就足够了。
Won't you speak, Lord, that the people might know that I've told them the truth?
主啊，你愿意说话吗？这样人们就会知道我所告诉他们的是真理。
Grant it, God. I asked it in Jesus' name this once more. Amen.
神啊，求你应允，我奉耶稣的名求，再给我们一次。阿门。
Now, I don't know you. I know some people.I know this boy sitting here.
我不认识你们，只认识一些人。我认识坐在这里的这个小男孩。
I know Bill Dow sitting right there. I want to. Here's Brother Blair, Rodney Cox.
认识坐在这里的比尔道奇。我想要还有布莱尔弟兄，罗德尼考克斯弟兄。
It's hard to see out there on this side.Right to present time, I can't see nobody actually that I know.
在后面的我很难看清楚，在这边，到目前为止，我还没有看到我所认识的人。
Now, how many in here that knows that I am a stranger to you? Raise up your hands. Knows that I know nothing about you? Raise up your hands on both sides.
这里有多少人不认识我？请举起你们的手。这两边的人知道我完全不认识你们的，请举起你们的手。
How many in here that has something wrong or something that you know that I know nothing about? Would you raise up your hands?
在这里多少人有病或有某事，而且知道我并不了解这些情况的，请举手。
Now, it would be totally, absolutely, totally impossible for me to know anything about you.
对我来说，要知道你们的事是完全不可能的。
Otherwise, then have to come from some revelation of spirit.
所以它只能是来自圣灵的启示。
And being that I've told you all these nights and tonight that he is not dead, he's here and promised to do the same thing.
正如我在这几个晚上所告诉你们的，今晚我们的主仍然活着，就在我们当中，并应许要行相同的事。
And promised that there would come a time in the last days, according to Malachi 4. And according to St. Luke, that he would appear again in human form among his people and do the same things and reveal the same thing, the same Messiah sign.
根据马拉基书四章，以及路加福音，他应许在末日会再次以人体的形式出现在他的子民当中，行相同的事，启示相同的事，相同的弥赛亚迹象。
How many knows that you Bible readers knows that's the truth? Say Amen.
你们多少人知道这一点？你们读圣经知道这个真理的人，请说阿们。
Amen.
Must all be Bible readers.
看来你们一定都是读过圣经的人。
Now I know it's foreign to the people today, but still it's the truth.
我知道对今天的人来说这是陌生的，但它依然是真理。
That's the reason they didn't know Jesus of Nazareth. They know their church creeds, but they didn't know him.
这也就是他们认不出拿撒勒人耶稣的原因。他们知道他们教会的教条，但是他们不认识主。
But he come just the way the Bible said.
他就是以圣经所说他要来的方式来到。
Not a theologian, not a priest. He come as a prophet, and his own received him not.
不是作为神学家，不是作为祭司，而是一个先知的身份来到，然而他自己的人却不接纳他。
Now, if God will keep his word,
如果神信守他的话语，
if I happen to, it happens to fall on someone that I know, then I'll get someone else.
如果这个辨别刚好落在我所认识的人身上，那么我就会另换一个人。
See, I want somebody that I don't know. And I want you to pray.
明白吗？我要我不认识的人，我要你们祷告。
Now look, there's a little woman one time had an infirmity.
曾有一次有一个女人得了一种疾病。
She spent her money for the doctors. They could do her no good.
她花了许多钱看病，医生们没有办法医好她。
And she said within her heart, if I can touch that man's garments, I'll be made well. You remember the story?
她心里说，如果我可以摸一摸那个人的衣裳，我就会好了。你们记得这个故事吗？
And so all of them tried to get her to stay back, but she pressed through until she touched his garment, went back and sat down.
他们所有的人都想阻止他向前，但是他挤到前面去，摸到了耶稣的衣裳，回去就坐下。
Now listen close. And then when she did that, Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?"
注意听。当他摸了以后，耶稣回过身来说，谁摸了我？
Why, Peter the apostle rebuked him.
门徒彼得就责难他。
He might have said something like, Lord, don't say a thing like that.
彼得可能这样说，主啊，不要这样说。
The people believe there's something wrong with you, because when you ask them to eat your flesh and drink your blood, they already think there's something wrong.
人们会以为你神经有问题。因为当你要他们吃你的肉喝你的血时，他们已经认为你有问题了。
And you say, who touched me? Well, the whole crowds are touching you.
现在你又问谁摸我，你看大伙都在摸你。
He said, yes, but I perceived that virtue went out of me. That was a different kind of touch.
耶稣说，是的，但我觉得有能力从我身上出去，这与一般的摸不同。
Now anybody knows that virtue is strength.I got weak. Virtue left me.
任何人都知道能力就是力量。我觉得虚弱了，能力从我身上出去。
And he looked around on the audience until he found the little woman and told her about her blood issue.
他扫视会众，直到他看见了那个女人，并说出了她患的是血漏。
And she felt in her body that blood issue had stopped. Is that right? And he said, "Thy faith has saved thee."
他感到他身上的血漏已经停止了，不是吗？耶稣说，你的信救了你。
Now the Greek word there is sozo, which absolutely means save physically or spiritually.
希腊文中的救了是 sozo， 它的完整意思是身体上或灵魂上的得救。
Yes, the same as Savior. He's your Savior.
是一样的，他救了，他是你的救主。
Now, if that was him yesterday, in the way he acted to prove that he was among the people the Messiah promised,
如果那是昨天的他，他这么做是要证明，他作为应许的弥赛亚在人们当中。
And that's why he identified himself and promised with the Bible he'd do the same thing now. Wouldn't he have to do the same thing?
他也是这样来使自己与圣经中的应许认同。那么他今天也要做相同的事，难道不是吗？难道他不会做相同的事吗？
You say, did he say it about healing the sick? Yeah.
你说，他曾说过要医治病人吗？有的。
The Hebrews, the Bible I just read from, said that Jesus Christ now is our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
我刚才读到的圣经，希伯来书说，耶稣基督现在是我们的大祭司，可以体恤我们的软弱。
How many knows that's true? The Bible said that.
多少人知道这是真实的？圣经上是这样说的。
He's a high priest now.That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
他现在是一个大祭司，可以体恤我们的软弱。
Then if he's the same high priest that he was then, how would he act now?
如果他还是同样的那位大祭司，他现在会怎样行呢？
He'd have to act the same way he did then, if he's the same high priest.
如果他是同样的那位大祭司，他必须做他以前所做的同样的事。
Now you might, I'm not your high priest.
你可能 我不是你们的大祭司。
You might touch me and it'd just be like touching your husband or your brother or what more, a man.
你可以摸我，就如摸你的丈夫或你的弟兄或任何其他人一样。
But you let your faith touch him and watch what happens.
Amen.
但是让你的信心摸到他，看看会发生什么事。
Now, if I be God's servant and have told you the truth, God will vindicate that to be the truth.
如果我是神的仆人，已经告诉了你们真理，神就会印证他是真理。
And that would prove that Jesus Christ is the living tonight standing here. Is that right?
这样就证实了耶稣基督依然活着，今晚就站在这里，不是吗？
Now you have faith this one side of time. One side.
你们要有信心。一次一排。
You have faith out there. I better stay at the microphone here because you can't hear me.
你们后面呢要有信心。我最好还是站在麦克风前面，否则他们就听不到我了。
Somebody just look up to God and say.
你们只要仰望神，说。
God, that man don't know me. He knows nothing about me. I'm a perfect stranger to him.
神啊。那人不认识我，他根本不认识我，我对他来说完全是个陌生人。
But let my faith touch you, Lord, and you know what's the matter with me, Lord.
但是让我的信心摸到你，主啊，你知道我的问题，主啊。
You know all about me, know who I am.
你知道我所有的一切，你知道我是谁。
The same as you know who Peter was. Same as you know Nathaniel.
就像你知道彼得，知道拿但业。
As you know what was wrong with the woman with the blood issue.
知道那位患了血漏的女人的毛病一样。
And this man tells me that you're the same yesterday and forever. Then Lord, let my faith touch you.
这个人告诉我你是昨天、今天一直到永远是一样的。那么主啊，让我的信心摸到你。
And if he'll do that and infallibly prove himself here, how many of you will believe him with all your heart?
如果我们的主这么行了，证明他自己是永不落空的神。
If you do it at least one or two or three people for a witness, God bless you.
如果他至少行在一两个或者三个见证人的身上，你们多少人会全心的相信他？神祝福你们。
Now, Father God, this is totally out of the hands of any man. It would have to be supernatural, phenomenal.
父神。这完全不在于人，它必须是超自然的神迹。
So I pray that you'll help me now, Lord. I'm in your hands. Do with me as you see fit. In Jesus' name, Amen.
因此，我现在祷告，求你帮助我，主啊，我将自己交在你的手中，按你认为合适的方法使用我。奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
Don't be nervous. Just humbly, reverently say, Lord, I'll serve you.
现在不要紧张，只要谦卑，存敬畏的心说，主啊，我要侍奉你。
And that'll be a truth that if I can touch your garment,
那是真实的。如果我可以摸到你的衣裳
then you speak back through that man, that will prove to me that what he said is the truth. That right?
那么你就通过那个人对我说话，这样就可以向我证明那个人所说的是真理，对吗？
How many ever seen a picture of that light?
多少人见过那张光的照片？
It's all over the country, everywhere. Science has took it and examined it everywhere.
这照片传遍了整个国家，到处都有，科学已经把它拿去做检验了。
Now he's right here now. Same one said about marriage and divorce.
现在他就在这里。就是揭示结婚与离婚。
Same one is on the mountain, shut the hills back there.
这一奥秘的那位，就是在山上震撼山岗的那一位。
Same one is down here at the river in 33.
就是1933年在俄亥俄河上出现的那位。
The same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same.
他昨天、今天一直到永远是一样的，他是一样的。
Now, there's a woman She recognizes now that something's happened. That light's hanging right over.
有一个女人，她意识到有件事情发生了，那光正悬在她的上面。
She's sitting right here, green sweater on or something.
她就坐在这里，穿着绿色的毛线衫。
I don't know the woman. I suppose we are strangers to one another. That is right.
我不认识这个女人。我想我们彼此不相识，是这样的。
Do you believe that God, you're in need of something, and you believe that God can reveal to me what your trouble is?
你相信神，你需要某种东西，你相信神可以向我解释你的问题吗
？And if He does, then you know it'll have to be a supernatural power, because I don't know you.
如果他这样做了。你知道那必须是超自然的能力，因为我不认识你。
It'll have to come through supernatural. Depends on what you think it is.
这一定是超自然的，这取决于你的态度。
You can take your side with the priest, call it the devil, or you can take the side with the believer, call it God.
你可以站在祭司一边，称他为魔鬼；你也可以如信徒那样，称他为神。
Every which you believe, that's where your reward will come from.
无论你相信哪一个。他就是你仇报的来源。
If God will reveal to me your trouble, will you accept Him as your atonement for that trouble?
如果神向我启示你的问题，你会把它当作解决你问题的赎罪祭来接受它吗
？I don't know what the trouble is, but I know and you know that something's going on.
我不知道那问题是什么，但是我知，你也知，某件事正在发生。
Now just let me tell you how you're feeling, and then you'll know.
让我来说说你现在的感受，你就会知道了。
A real warm, sweet, comfortable feeling. I'm looking right straight at it.
那是一个非常温暖、甜蜜、舒适的感受。我现在正注视着它。
It's that light, amber light, hanging from the woman.
就是那光，黄褐色的光悬在那女人的上方。
And the lady.Is suffering with a trouble in her stomach. It's a kind of a growth like in her stomach.
她患有胃病，是一种长在她胃里面的肿瘤。
She's not from here. No, you're from away from here, aren't you? That's right.
她不是本地人，不是的。你是外地人，对吗？是的。
You're from Wisconsin. Is that right? Sure.
你是从威斯康星州来的，对吗？没错。
Now, you are healed.
Praise the Lord.
Your faith has made you whole.
现在你已得了医治，你的信使你痊愈。
Now tell me who the woman touched. I'm 25 yards from her.
告诉我，这个女人摸到了谁？我离她有25码远。
Amen.
She touched Jesus Christ, the high priest. You believe that?
她摸到了耶稣基督。那位大祭司，你们相信吗
？I'm looking at a woman that I talk to.
现在我看着一位女人，正向她说话。
This woman, I'm looking right at her because she's praying so hard for a man.
这个女人，我正看着她，因为她正迫切地为一个男人祷告。
She told me she had a man. She never told me nothing about it, but her name is Mrs. Waldrop.
她说有一个男人，她从没有告诉我任何事。但是她的名字叫沃德罗普夫人。
She comes from Phoenix. She was raised from the dead. Her doctor came with the X-rays and showed cancer in the heart. She died in the prayer line.
来自凤凰城，她曾从死里活了过来。她的医生带来了 X 光照片，上面显示她患有心脏癌。她在祷告的行列中死去。
How long ago has that been, Mrs. Waldo?
沃德罗普夫人。那是多久以前的事
？18 years ago, and there she sits tonight, a living testimony.
Amen.
18年前，然而今晚她还坐在这里，是一个活的见证。
Our doctors come to the meeting, brought the said, "How can the woman live?"
她的医生来到聚会中，带着她说：“这个女人怎么可能活着
？”But there she is, and no sign of it.
但是她就在这里，没有半点癌症的迹象。
She's brought someone.And she's praying for him.
她带了一个人，她正在为这个人祷告。
Now, He's dying with diabetes. Now that I knew.
这人快要死于糖尿病了，那就是我所知道的。
But being that you're praying, you know I don't know who he is, Mrs. Barroff.
但由于你的祷告，你知道我不认识他是谁，沃德罗普太太。
He's from Missouri, and his name is Mr. Cooper.
他来自密苏里，他的名字叫库帕先生。
That is right. Now you believe, you can go back home and be well. So,
hallelujah.
Amen.
It's up to you if you believe it.
Hallelujah.
是的，现在。先生你相信了，你可以回去了，愿你得医治，这取决于你，如果你相信就会好的。
Here's a woman and she's suffering with an asthmatic condition, complications.
这里有个女人，她患有哮喘病并发症。
She's not from here, she's sitting out there in a crowd, right out there.
她不是当地人，他坐在后面的人群当中，就在那儿。
I hope she gets. She's not from here. She's from Georgia.
我希望他能。他不是本地人，是乔治亚州的人。
Miss McKinney, you believe with all your heart, and believe that God will make you well.
麦克尼小姐，你全心的相信，相信神会医好你吗
？Stand up on your feet if you're a stranger to me, and that is true.
如果我们互不相识。而且我说的是事实，请你站起来。
Jesus Christ healed you. You believe?
耶稣基督医治了你，你相信吗
？To my back, there's a man sitting behind me. He's contacting God.
在我的后面，有一个男人坐在我的背后，他正在与神接触。
And what he's wanting?He's got a baby that's got heart trouble.
他需要什么呢？他有个孩子得了心脏病。
And that baby has got a murmur in his heart, so the doctor said.
这个孩子的心脏有杂音，医生是这么说的。
And that man's name is Mr. Cox.
那个人是考克斯先生。
Stand up, Mr. Cox. And he told Sarah what she was thinking behind him.
考克斯先生，请你站起来。他说出了莎拉在他背后所想的事。
Right across the aisle from him, back a little farther, is a man who comes not from here but from New Mexico.
越过这人旁边的通道，离这位弟兄稍微远一点的地方，坐着一个外地人，他来自新墨西哥州。
I never seen him in my life. I'm looking right at him now. He's behind me.
我以前从没有见过他。我现在正看着他，他在我的背后。
He's from New Mexico, and the man has a girl that he's interested in.
他是来自新墨西哥，这个人有一个他非常关心的女孩。
And the girl has got something wrong with her mouth.
这女孩的嘴有毛病。
It's the palate in her mouth is what's wrong.
他嘴里的上颚有毛病。
And the man's name is Mr. West.
这个人的名字叫威斯特先生。
Would you stand up, sir?
先生，请你站起来。
I'm a total stranger to him, but the Lord God will heal his child.
我一点也不认识他，但是主神会医治他的孩子。
Do you believe now with all your heart?
你现在全心的相信吗
？How many of you believe now with all your heart?
你们多少人现在全心的相信？
Now, isn't Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever?
耶稣基督昨天、今天、一直到永远是一样的，不是吗
？Do you accept him now as your Savior? Raise your hand.
你们现在接受他为你们的救主吗？请举起手来。
Do you believe in him as your healer?
请举起手来。你相信他是你的医治者吗
？Here.Here's a person sitting here, a cripple, or something, laying on a cot.
这里有一个瘫痪的人躺在担架上。通过麦克风，你能听见我的声音吗 我不认识你，你只是一个躺在那里的女人。如果我能医治你， 我就会医治你，但是我不能医治你。没事，这个人只是在为他的孩子得了医治而高兴。我不认识你，你是一个女人，我是一个男人，我想这是我们有生以来第一次见面，是这些人把你抬来的。坦白地说，这是你第一次到这里来，他们把你抬了进来。你来自很远的地方，你被死亡的阴影笼罩着。你得的是癌症，而不是瘫痪，是癌症。医生已经对你束手无策了，这是事实，你确实快死了，医生已对你毫无办法了。有一次，有三个长麻风的人坐在撒玛利亚城门口，那些长麻风的说，为什么我们坐在这里等死呢？因为大家都快饿死了，甚至彼此交换孩子来吃。他们说，如果我们去了敌人，就是亚兰人的营地里，他们若杀了我们，那我们也是死。但如果他们救了我们，我们就可以存活。他们就抓住了机会，因着他们的信心，他们不但救了自己，而且也救了整群的人。现在，如果你只是躺在那儿，你很快就会死去。但现在不是要你去到亚兰人的营地，而是邀请你去父的家。你得了致死的癌症，除非神，否则你不能活。你不是本地人，也不是福晋来的，你从很远的地方来，你是从妙窝基来的，是真的。没错，我看到这个城市，我知道，没错，你相信吗？你愿意接受神做你的医治者吗？若你愿意，不管你多么软弱，也不管你怎么卧床不起，我奉耶稣基督的名要你起来行走，拿起小床回家去吧，过一个荣耀神的生活。作为神的先知，你愿意听我说的吗？那就站起来回家去吧，保重。
Don't be scared. Get up off the cot. God will make you well. See?
Amen.
不要害怕，离开那个担架，神会医治你的，明白吗？
Somebody hold her so she get up and get strength.
过去几个人扶着她，让她起来，恢复一些体力。
Do you believe God?
你相信神吗？
Just let her get a little strength. She'll be all right.
让她恢复一点体力，她会好的。
That's it, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There she is. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
对了，姐妹，奉主耶稣的名，她站起来了。
Let us stand and give praise to God. He's the same. bless you.
让我们起来，将赞美都归给神。他昨天、今天、一直到永远都是一样的。去吧，主耶稣基督祝福你，保重。